All week long, area high school football teams have been getting ready for tonight. It's time now for high school football, Friday Night Lights, here on 96.9 The Pulse.
And we are set for high school football. It's week number two here on 96.9 KOCA. We got MJ, Logan, Amanda, Brandon with you as we bring you a battle inside the Big East League with Sabetha hosting Perry LeCompton. We'll step aside for a timeout and get you going with more pregame right after this.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Denison State Bank turns 123 years old this year, and we really are as easy as 1, 2, 3. With our age comes lots of experience in making banking easy and accessible. Why mess around with those big banks when you can get easy 1, 2, 3 banking right here in your hometown?
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
Storms rolling in from the west. Time to call Roy or Eric at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. They can provide immediate hail coverage on your growing crops over your federal multi-peril through Farmers Mutual Hail. You heard it right. Immediate, no waiting 2 hours or till midnight for your coverage to attach. Call Kansas Insurance today to learn more. 785-284-7611. Put it in your phone. 785-284-7611.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Week number two of high school football here in Northeast Kansas. Exclusive coverage here on 96.9 KOZA as we are in Sabetha, home of the Blue Jays. A Big East League opponent tonight in the cause of Perry LeCompton. Good evening, Brandon Tabin alongside Logan, Amanda, MJ in studio. We appreciate everyone hanging with us. And if you are curious, if you'd like to watch the game tonight, go to mscsports.net, click the Listen Live tab, and scroll down to the Sabetha channel. We got video coverage of this game as well. The Blue Jays and the cause. Logan, just a couple minutes here until we kick things off, and two teams in opposite directions after week number one. Perry LeCompton losing to St. Mary's. Sabetha winning a thriller last week against Holton.
Yeah, both teams kind of went up against pretty good opponents, obviously. You alluded to it, Brandon, with Perry. They went up against a top five 2A school in St. Mary's. Sabetha, they're going to play them as well, but it's later on this season in district play. But it seems like these two teams, they always want to match up with each other every year in non-district play. And it just seems like whenever they do, it's always a great game. Obviously, last year, we were talking about it here pregame. And back to your point, it was 30-0. Sabetha won that game a season ago. But it just seems like, for some reason, whenever Sabetha and Perry play each other, that's when both teams play their best. And we'll have to see what happens here tonight. Biggest thing for Sabetha is you have a returning starter quarterback in Mitchell Kramer.
Mitchell Kramer, we'll talk about him as we progress through the broadcast. Perry LeCompton has won the toss. They have deferred to the second half, which means the Sabetha Blue Jays on their home field tonight will get the opening kickoff here to start. Again, appreciate everyone out there on 96.9 KOZA. It's fantastic to bring you exclusive coverage of high school football here in Northeast Kansas. Last season, we were here, but it was week one at Perry LeCompton. Blue Jays had really no problem in that game, winning 30-0, but the Sabetha team lost a bunch. Perry LeCompton brought a lot back. So you and I talking before the broadcast here, we expect probably a pretty good game between these two.
Yeah, we expect to see it. The biggest question mark kind of maybe coming into this season for Sabetha was, and we kind of talked about this as well, obviously they're playing a different game tonight, but Nemo Central is kind of the same boat as Sabetha, the O-line. What was the O-line, and even the D-line for that matter, what were they going to be like this season? Because they lost a bunch. obviously you think Sisbetha, you lost the Grimm twins up front from the season ago. It just takes a lot away from it, and you got some younger guys who they might have got a little experience last year at the varsity level, but not a bunch to get ready for this season. And Sisbetha handled business last week. The O-line was able to get enough blocks, and they just went down the field and got a score, and Sisbetha found a way to win that game.
Yeah, Blue Jays again 7-6 their win last week against Holton. That was on the road. And Prairie Le Compton, they lost their opener, as you mentioned, again, a top-five team at their respective classification in St. Mary's. The Bears have a lot of expectations this year. That was a 30-6 final. Well, we got a good one here in week number two inside what is now the Big East League. And a great slate tonight. The Cause in their road white uniform tops and blue pants. The Blue Jays in their home Blue Jay blue tops and bottoms. The Cause kick it off from left to right. And a return, Brody Dieters, that's at the 20-yard line in between the hash marks, and he is absolutely belted at the 35, and he lost the football. And no signal by the official, but it appears that the Blue Jays were able to recover and avoid disaster here on the opening kickoff.
What a hit.
Boy, that was a monstrosity of a hit. But the Blue Jays able to survive that scare, and they have it first and 10. Right in between the 35 and the 36-yard line. So it is Mitchell Kramer at quarterback. He will take the snap. And a simple running play to the right side. And Cole Minold, the junior, is 8 up in forward progress. Maybe 2 yards. He does get across the original line of scrimmage. And they will give him maybe 2 yards at best. We'll call it second down and a long 8. So second down and 8, this Prairie Le Compton defense. They'll go 3 down linemen for the most part, and they got good size up front. Ronnie Baker, Trevor Conklin, and Cameron Powell, who's a first-team All-League selection a year ago in the Big 7. Second down and 8, just getting going, no score. Kramer again, second run play, this time to the left side, pretty much switching gears, and again, not much, if any, on that carry. As Cole Minold again for a yard at best, and it's going to be 3rd down and 7 here for the Sisbetha offense.
Brandon, so far, through the first two plays, Sabetha's always been a ground and pound football team, just like Holton, you know, in this league, and it's always been, we're going to match up and try to stop you. Well, we can see Perry so far, their safeties are only 8 yards away, everybody else inside that.
So a big 3rd down play, 3rd and 7, inside the 40, play action, Kramer rolling to his right, he's going to tuck it, take off himself, and he's going to have a 1st down and maybe a little bit more. Perry trying to point on the far sideline that he went out of bounds maybe prior to the 1st down stick. That is not the case. He gets all the way out to midfield. It is a gain of 12 yards for Mitchell Kramer and a big 3rd down conversion for the Blue Jays.
And that there, you saw it play action. Obviously, bringing the safeties up, everybody within that 8 yards of the line of scrimmage, and Mitchell Kramer just found a gap and he took it.
So 1st down and 10 right at midfield. Ball far side hash. The Blue Jays operating here in the first quarter from right to left. Kramer under center, takes the snap, give his two Minold again, and he is driven back. He might have got back to the line of scrimmage, and that is about it on that one. The sophomore defensive end, Brockhoff, made the stop, and he had got right back to the line of scrimmage. No gain there by Minold. He has been held to just 3 yards on his first 3 carries here tonight. A late sub here for the Blue Jays offense. Charlie Lukert comes in off the near sideline to deliver the play to the senior quarterback, Mitchell Kramer, who didn't have the best statistical game last week, but a win is a win, 8-15 passing for 76 yards. Middled again left side, and he is drilled right at the line of scrimmage. No gain. How about a first-team All-League safety from a year ago, Tristan Gordon, inside the box to make the stop, and it's 3rd down and 10.
Yeah, well, so far we've seen Perry. They've come to play as far as being physical here so far tonight. Obviously the opening kickoff and then that there.
Play number 6 on the drive. 9:20, clock moving, first quarter. Still our first drive of the game, and a late whistle here by the official. And now here we go. 3rd down and 10 right at midfield. Ball between the hash marks. Kramer underneath. Takes the snap. 3-step drop. Lobs it far side of the field and incomplete. A near great catch by Brody Dieters, the senior, but it was well covered as well. Bronson Rush on the defensive side for Perry Le Compton. And that appears to be a stop for the Cause defense. Now 4th and 10 at midfield. It will be Mitchell Kramer back to punt. He had 4 punts in the game last week, averaging 34 yards a punt. He had a long of 44 yards. So Sisbetha starting this drive at their roughly own 35. They gained 15 total yards and have to boot it away. Here is on the return Perry LeCompton. Good defense and coverage, and the tackle made at about the 25-yard line, and that's where Perry LeCompton will take over. First down and 10 for their first possession here in tonight's game. No score, 8:58. Clock stopped here, first period. Exclusive coverage of this broadcast tonight on 96.9 KOZA. So a good job by the Cause defense forcing Asa Beth a punt on the first possession of the game. And the Cause will move left to right here in the first quarter. First and 10, far side hash at their own 25-yard line. This is Garrett Metcalf, who's going to give it to the running back. This is Tristan Gordon. Gets outside the numbers, and we get our first hanky on the field, a penalty, as he got tripped up at about the 33 for a gain, or correction, the 28-yard line, excuse me, about 3 yards. But a flag here, and Perry LeCompton with a few claps. This might be on Sabetha. Sabetha had 8 penalties for 90 yards last week in their win.
They're going to say face mask on the offense.
A face mask on the offense. Well, Perry kind of all celebrated, and it looked like it was maybe going to be on the Blue Jays the way they reacted, but that's going to be a personal foul face mask on the offense. That is a 15-yard penalty, first and 25 now from the 10-yard line. So that's not really how you want to start. More than certainly now really behind the eight ball is Perry LeCompton. First and 25. And officially they mark it at the 12. They had a long way to go, and now Metcalf drops the snap, and he's got to take off, and he's going to get nowhere, and he's ripped down inside the 10 and all the way inside the 5. Landon Meyer, the senior linebacker, blowing it up. It was a bad snap and a really bad exchange there between the center Conklin and Metcalf, and the Cause continue to go in the wrong direction.
Yeah, and it's now second down and 33 yards to go.
Second down and 33 yards to go, and now you're pinned inside your own 5 at the 4. Goodness. So now you have Garrett Metcalf standing in the gun right at his own goal line. Quick pass, it's caught outside the 10 and tackled at about the 16-yard line. It's Bronson Rush who makes the catch. So it's a gain of 12 yards, so they get some of it back. And the first completed pass, and Metcalf, he threw for 237 yards last week in the loss to St. Mary's. He did throw 3 interceptions. So they're able to get some of it back, but it's still third down and 18. 12-yard completion to Bronson Rush, and now Metcalf rolling to his left. He is a right-handed thrower. Has to get rid of it, and it's deflected in the air, and it's nearly intercepted, but it's going to be incomplete. It appears that Kyler Winger had a chance for the Blue Jays, but this should be a punt here for Perry LeCompton as the Blue Jays get a stop here on their first try on defense.
That's a great great way for the Sabetha. Obviously, you get stopped offensively, and we saw it on the first drive for the Blue Jays. Perry was extremely physical defensively, so you know, if you're Sabetha, how are you going to come out and respond to that? And they maybe not as physical as Perry was, but able to find a way to get some stops.
It's going to be Ronnie Baker standing inside his own 5 to boot this one away from left to right. Gets a good snap and a pretty spiraling high kick from left to right, right about midfield. It's going to be Middle, who works left, gets to the 45, 40, down the sideline, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Punt return, touchdown for the Blue Jays. That will be 53 yards for Cole Middle, the junior running back. And just like that, a 6-0 lead on a special teams touchdown in the quarter.
What a great play for the Blue Jays. Obviously, we saw it here on the return. You had a couple guys wanting to go and make blocks and then has had to pull off because they knew they were going to get blocked in the back penalties or possibly a clip. And just a great special teams play.
53 yards. He caught it between the hash marks, did the junior Cole Middle. He worked left, got outside the numbers, and once he got to about the 35, he was truly on the sideline, and he took it the whole way from there. The extra point try for the Blue Jays. A low line drive kick is up and good. 7:10 to go, opening quarter, and the Blue Jays strike first on a 53-yard punt return touchdown from the junior running back, Cole Middle. We'll step aside. You're listening to exclusive coverage of high school football here on 96.9 KOZA.
At
Sabetha Family Practice, we are excited to introduce our new family medicine physician, Dr. Robert Nagley. A native of Sabetha, Dr. Nagley is dedicated to providing compassionate care in the community he calls home. Whether it's a routine checkup or something more, Dr. Nagley and our team is here for you. Call us to schedule an appointment with Dr. Nagley or any of the providers at Sabetha Family Practice. Your health is our priority. We look forward to serving you and your family with the quality care you deserve.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of high school football here on 96.9 KOZA and also courtesy of MSC Sports on the Sabetha Channel. Go to mscsports.net, the Listen Live tab, and scroll down to the Sabetha Channel if you would like to watch tonight's broadcast. A 53-yard punt return touchdown from the junior running back Cole Minold. Extra point good at 7:10 to go here in the opening quarter. A special teams touchdown getting the Blue Jays on the board first.
Yeah, and it's kind of ironic, Brandon. Sabetha gets their first touchdown tonight off of special teams. And you think about how big special teams was last week in Sabetha's win. Obviously, Holton got a touchdown but missed the extra point due to two penalties. So special teams is definitely a big part of the game. You've got to be aware at all times.
Well, Minold scored the touchdown last week on the ground via the run game. He's got the second touchdown of the season for the Blue Jays, thanks to a punt return touchdown from 53 yards. A pretty short kick here, caused on the return from left to right, and at the 40, breaking a tackle, 45, and down to midfield. How about that kickoff return by Perry LeCompton? And that was Eli Dean, senior defensive back. And just like that, prime field position for the cause, first and 10 at midfield.
So far, special teams doing it all for both teams here tonight.
The second drive of the game. Haven't quite played 5 minutes in this first quarter. So officially, it's going to be at the Sabetha 49. A near 30-yard kickoff return by Eli Dean. So the cause takeover. They will go to Tristan Gordon again. Right side, trying to get to the numbers. He does, and then tripped up at the 45. He'll fall forward to the 42, so a gain of about 7 yards. Good run on first and 10. The running game was nowhere to be found for the cause last week. St. Mary's held them as a team. 15 carries for 33 yards. That is just 2.2 yards per carry, but that one for Gordon there goes for 7, and maybe even 8 officially. We'll call it second down and a long 2. Ball near side hash, cause from left to right. Blue Jays out to a 7-0 lead. Metcalf in the pistol. 5'7", 150, junior quarterback takes the snap. They go to Gordon, hesitating, gets across the line of scrimmage and gets up near the 35. He'll get down to the 34. Or correction, the 36, beg your pardon. It is a first down run for Perry LeCompton. Their first down of the game.
This is where if you're Sabetha, you had the big punt return for the touchdown. Now your defense again has to try to find a way to make a stop.
So first and 10, Perry LeCompton. We're at the halfway point here, clock moving first period. They send rush in motion to the far side. They give it to him on a jet sweep, trying to wait for the blocks, and then cuts it up on the hash mark. And he'll get to around the 30. We'll see where he gets spotted at after the tackle. Extra fight to the 30-yard line. So it's going to be a gain of 6 yards on the end around there to Bronson Rush, who had a nice catch of 12 yards on the first drive. So second down and 4 at the 30. Far side hash. Cause moving left to right in this opening period. A 7-0 Sabetha lead on a 53-yard punt return touchdown from Cole Minnell. Metcalf takes the snap. The give is to Gordon again. He'll go right guard following Cage Starnes, who is the right guard for the cause. He'll get inside the 30 to the 29. So not much. A gain of a yard, and it's going to bring up third down and 3. 3 carries for 14 yards here in the first quarter so far for the 6-foot senior Tristan Gordon. Under 5 minutes, clock moving. Blue Jays 7 and the cause nothing. Cause have converted 1 third down here in the quarter so far. Pistol formation. Ball in between the hash marks, maybe a little bit closer to the far side hash. They'll send a man in motion. That's Ronnie Baker. He'll settle up near side. Tucked up. There's the snap, chest high. They'll give it to Rush right up the middle, and he's going to get tripped up by the shoelaces and a yard or two at best. He's going to be shy of the first down. It's going to bring up fourth down and short, and a big play here right now for Perry LeCompton, trailing 7-0 in the first quarter.
Yeah, and Brandon Perry might have got lucky on that play not to get an illegal formation flag, because the tight end on the far side, he got up and motioned over to the right. He was actually on the line of scrimmage, and the receiver on the far outside was actually covering him. Could have got an illegal flag there.
So now fourth down and a short three for Perry LeCompton. They will go for it. Here's Metcalf. Scrambling, firing, far side, and it's going to be picked off inside the five. Looking at the pylon, and it's going to be intercepted by Charlie Lukert, the junior. And the Sabetha defense forcing a turnover. It might as well have been a punt, as Sabetha will have a long way to go, but a turnover by Perry LeCompton on fourth down.
Yeah, and it was a great pick. Great way to whip the ball in. But if you're a coach and you're Sabetha, you're maybe kind of telling him, if you have the opportunity, just try to knock it away, because we could have got better field position if it was incomplete pass compared to the pick.
That is 100% factual. That is a very good point. But you're a junior DB. You get your first opportunity to get a pick. You're not going to let it go to waste.
No.
So first and 10, and now Mennel gets tripped up, and that is going to be close to a safety. I don't think he's going to be in the end zone, but he is back to the one. That is a loss of three.
And that's where that picking the ball off there, you think about where they could have had it up to the 28. That's the risk you take, obviously.
Well, Cole Mennel now, you take away the 53-yard punt return touchdown. The cause have held him to 0 yards on five carries. And now you're facing second down and 13 at your own one-yard line. 3:23 clock moving first quarter. Blue Jays with a 7-0 lead. But in some danger here, way back tucked up in their own end zone. Kramer goes under center, looking, directing traffic, settles in, and takes the snap. The give is to Minold. He just tries to get up and lower the shoulder and get at least a couple of those yards back. He'll get, it appears to be two, so it's going to bring up third down and 11 at the 3-yard line. Mennold last week, 18 carries for 80 yards and a touchdown. He is responsible for both of the Blue Jays' touchdowns here in the early portions of 2024. So now, what do you do here, Logan? This is interesting how you kind of design up the playbook, and don't think there's a lot of plays that you have dialed up for third and 11 inside your own five.
Yeah.
But they will run a toss. It's going to be Mennold trying to get outside the numbers. He will cross the five. He's going to be well shy of the first down. He will get to the eight, so it's a gain of five. A toss here to the near side goes for five, but it's going to bring up fourth down and 6 yards to go. So the Perry LeCompton defense, they come up true. And a big negative play on the first carry, which puts Sabetha back to their one-yard line. That really kind of maybe shut that drive down pretty quick. So the Blue Jays still clinging to the 7-0 lead, but the cause defense getting a stop. Here's Gordon. The cause is going to have great field position, 35-30. So inside the 30, and he carries a couple blue jerseys. Let's see where they mark him out. He might have got all the way to the 25. Wow, so what a return. Gordon's done very well here in special teams. He had a big kickoff return after the Blue Jays' touchdown. And this is where you got to take advantage, as it's first and 10 from the Blue Jays' 24-yard line.
Yeah, and you can see it with the Blue Jay defenses. A lot of the great plays Perry's had so far have been to the outside. If they can get to the outside and try to find a gap, they can go. We'll have to see if they continue to do that, if they try to go up the middle, or if they go past.
So here it is. Perry LeCompton back to work at the Sabetha 24-yard line. Under 2 minutes to go in the quarter, they trail by seven. They go to Bronson Rush, and he is leveled right to the line of scrimmage. And I believe that was Kai Mennold who blew that play up for no gain, second down and 10. Again, you cannot squander this field position here if you are Perry LeCompton. That's a good job by the Blue Jays to keep them right at the sticks here on first down. Second down and 10 yards to go inside the 25. Metcalf standing in the pocket, wants to pass, now rolling to his right across the middle, and it's broken up by Dieters.
Great play by Brody Dieters there to see that.
Dieters had an interception, a big one last week in the win at Holton, and he nearly had another one there. It's now third and 10.
Yeah, and talking to one of the Sabetha coaches, Brandon, after that game, he said if it wasn't for the safeties having a really big game last week, Holton could have ran off a bunch more plays in the run game and got a lot more breaks.
So the cause now, after getting the stop, And starting this drive inside the 25, they have not moved a yard in the first two plays. It's 3rd and 10 at the 24. Empty backfield here for Metcalf. He's getting rushed. He throws it across the middle. It is caught, and that should be enough for the first down. They needed 10, and they got 11. I believe that was Chance Gray who made the catch. And the second completion, Metcalf now 2 for 4 here passing in the first quarter, and a big first down for the cause. They empty the backfield, and Gray went right to the sticks and basically turned around, and Metcalf gave him a dark chest tie, and he made the catch. Now first down and 10 inside the 15 of the Blue Jays. 7-0 our score. We're under 50 seconds to go in the quarter. Metcalf takes a chest high snap. Here's Bronson Rush. He's hit immediately trying to fight for an extra yard, and he might have pushed his way for 1 or 2. Luke Renier was in on the stop. It is a 1 yard gain for Bronson Rush. So Rush with a yard on the play to the 13 yard line, 2nd down and 9, as we are now at 20 seconds to go. That could have been the final play here in the first quarter. It looks like Perry LeCompton is conceding, and we will switch sides, or maybe not. A little hesitation, Logan?
I think they're just going to let it go.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to take it down. All right, 5 seconds. So, yep, the cause are going to hold true. They're going to be facing 2nd down and 9 from the Sabetha 13-yard line when we come back. The Blue Jays out to a 7-0 lead courtesy of a 53-yard punt return touchdown by Cole Minnell. You're listening to exclusive coverage of high school football here on 96.9 KOZA.
Hi, this is Doug Garrett at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ads, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our fresh meat and produce department. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of high school football here on 96.9 KOZA, week number 2. And a beautiful night here in Sabetha. The sun is setting, and the Blue Jays a 7-0 lead on the home field, courtesy of a 53-yard punt return touchdown by Cole Minold. After Perry LeCompton's first drive of the game ended in a punt, we stand still at that score, 7-0. But the cause here have 2nd down and 9 at the Blue Jays' 13-yard line as we are just getting set to go in quarter number 2. They got great field position starting at the 24 after cause defense pinned the Blue Jays back deep and made them force a punt in their own end zone. We said before this drive started, cause, again, starting from inside the 25 and down 7, can't squander what you got here.
Yeah, you got to find a way to get this one into the end zone. Obviously, you're playing, Sabetha's always good, it seems like, every year, even sometimes if the record might not be as good as what they show at times. But when you're playing a team like Sabetha, you got to try to find a way every time.
All right, so here we go. First play of quarter number 2. It's going to be a give to the right side. It's going to be Eli Dean. He bounces off 1, bounces off 2, and he's going to gain some positive yards here. We'll see how much. Not many. Looks like to the 10 for a gain of 3, and it's going to bring up 3rd down. That's the first carry here in the first half for the 6-foot senior, Eli Dean.
We'll see what they do here because you know obviously this is going to be a 4-down territory. No matter what, for Perry here. You could go to the pass. You could try to go the outside run again here to the near side where you have a lot more room to get a gap and go.
So on the 3rd down at the end of the first quarter that they converted, about the same formation, and now we got movement up front and Perry LeCompton clapping that they got the Blue Jays to flinch and jump, and that is the case. So it's going to go from 3rd and 6 to 3rd and 1. That is a monstrous penalty against the Blue Jays. That is their first in the game tonight. They committed 8 last week that totaled 90 yards. And now the playbook expands a little bit here at 3rd down and 1, and the ball now at the 5-yard line. At the 5, they need the 4. This time they put Gordon in the backfield. Pistol set, about 2 steps behind Metcalf. Takes the snap, left side give. He cuts right. Now shimmies his way. He's got a 1st down inside the 5 and down to the 2, maybe the 1. It was Colton Kneiper who got that carry, and he got 3 yards. or maybe to the official count, but nonetheless, it's going to bring up first and goal. So first and goal at the two-yard line, not quite 2 minutes into the second period. The Blue Jays a 7-0 lead, but the Caws trying to answer and get on the board first for the first time here in tonight's game. They'll split two left, a man right. It's a botched snap, and it's picked up, and down goes Metcalf in the backfield. That's the second time we have seen a botched snap, and the tackle on the play by Kai Menold, who's made a couple, and that is a huge mistake, as that is a loss of 5 yards back to the seven. And now second down and goal. So again, four down territory you expect. You had first and goal at the two. Now you find yourself second and goal from the seven. That's a good snap. They go this time to Kniper. He gets back that penalty yards, and does he get enough to get in? He does. Touchdown, Perry LeCompton. A give to the running back in Kniper, 6 foot, 200 pounder. Works his way right, shimmies back left, and gets across the goal line to make it a 7-6 game at 9:55 to go in the first half. The Caws had to take advantage of the field position, and they ultimately do. A.J. Campbell will try to add the extra point, and it is blocked. It's going to be no good. I don't think that kick was even going to be high enough to even get over the line, and it might have just hit off one of his linemen's back.
Well, I say it didn't look like it was going to be high enough, and then it looked like it got tipped, and off the tip, if it would have had enough distance, it might have actually got over Brandon.
So Colton Kniper, the touchdown for Perry LeCompton. The PAT is unsuccessful, and at 9:55 to go in the first half, Sabetha 7 and Perry LeCompton 6. We'll step aside for a timeout. You're listening to exclusive coverage of high school football here on 96.9 KOZA.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. Nutrition is so important when it comes to our health. This is why I became a certified chiropractic wellness practitioner. Patients need to be educated on how to eat healthy and how to avoid toxic inflammatory foods, because every time we eat, we're either converting our food to energy or storing it as fat. Foods that cause high blood sugar ultimately are what lead to obesity and diabetes. But these conditions are treatable and often reversible with proper nutritional intervention. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-008 to learn how today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes.
Also trying to get Cole and Mendel going, just hasn't really been able to do it. So Landon Myers just kind of helping the offense here and getting them down the field.
Second down and a long one. Ball between the hash marks. A receiver to the right. That is Andre Dollinghouse. Now a man in motion. Reed Mitchell settles left side of the line. They'll toss it to Mendel left side and trying to use that block, and the block was not utilized. And down he goes. Maybe back to the line of scrimmage. That's it. It's going to bring up third down. As you mentioned, again, been trying to get Mendel going, but he now has 8 carries here in the first half. His longest has gone for 5. And 4 of his carries have gone for 0 yards or negative yards. Third down and 1. They're going to toss it here. It's Mendel again. He's trying to fight. Follows a block and does have enough for the first down. He needed a long one, and he got about 3 inside the 35 to the 34. So a big third down conversion, and the Blue Jays continue to move on this drive. The clock is moving. We're right about 7 minutes to go in the half. Blue Jays again working left to right with a 7-6 lead.
Yeah, and Spezza just had to watch Perry, you know, just slowly go down the field with it in the run game, and now Spezza's offense is starting to do the same thing.
I formation, right up the middle, Landon Meyer, pretty simple. Give right up the left side of the center. 2, maybe 3, shy of the 30 to the 31. Officially a 2-yard pickup by Meyer. It'll be second down and 8 at the 32. In cause territory. Nearing the halfway point of the second quarter. It is 7-6. And a late sub onto the field here. It is Isaac Carter, the senior, directing traffic, giving the play to Mitchell Kramer at quarterback. Second down and 8, they break the huddle. Ball between the hash marks, to touch closer to the near side hash. They bunch it up here to the near side. And we get a whistle and a timeout. First-year head coach Caleb Moeller seen enough there. And we'll burn our first timeout here in the ballgame. So we'll step aside as well. 6:02 to go in the half. Sabetha facing second down and 8 at the Perry LeCompton 32. When we come back, you're listening to exclusive coverage of high school football.
The answer is yes, SBS.
In our rural farming communities, sharing the road means watching out for slow-moving farm equipment and recreational vehicles. Stay alert, keep your distance, and drive with caution. Let's make our country roads safer for everyone. As we approach harvest season, SBS Insurance wants to remind everyone to drive safe and aware.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Exclusive coverage of high school football here on the MSC Sports Radio Network inside the Big East League. That's right, no longer the Big Seven, a fantastic league here in Northeast Kansas, arguably the best small league school or small school league, let me say that again, here in the state. And we got a good one brewing here so far. The Blue Jays leading it 7-6 over Perry LeCompton. 6:02 to go. Both defenses have played pretty well.
Yeah, both teams have so far. And obviously, we, you know, I kind of talked about it, and you did as well, Brandon. Spezza's game last week, if it wasn't for Holton getting 2 penalties, that game might have been a little different. Obviously, Spezza snuck away from Holton with a 1-point win. And so far, the special teams have come into effect for both teams here this evening. Now both teams' offenses are starting to work it down the field.
All right, here we go. Out of the timeout. Second down and 8. They go back to Meyer. He's been the churner on this drive, and he churns out a few more yards, and he may have enough for a first down inside the 25. They will get him down to the 23, so that's a gain of 9. It is enough. It appears to be for a first down. So Meyer has been the key on this drive for the Blue Jays offense. He's had runs of 7 yards, 5 yards, 9 yards, and 9 yards again. Yards after contact has been key as well for Landon Meyer. 5.5 minutes to go, clock moving south. It is first and 10 for the Blue Jays, and we get a whistle and a penalty. It's going to be a false start against Sabetha. That is their second penalty in the half. And it's going to bring up now first down and 15. Isaac Carter steps back in onto the field. Frazee takes a breather. Well, it's been fairly clean. The only penalty Perry LeCompton committed was that offensive face mask that really hurt him on their first drive of the game. Just three total penalties on first and 15. The give is to Minold, I believe, and he is ripped down for a loss of one.
Number 29.
Okay. That is Caleb Renier who got the carry there. And he is going to lose a yard. So it's second down and 16. All of a sudden, it's back to the 30-yard line. We're at 5 minutes to go in the half. It's a 7-6 game. Blue Jays with the lead and the ball, but right now behind the sticks, second and long. Perry Lee Compton, defensively last year, gave up over 27 points per game. They gave up 30 in the loss to St. Mary's last week. Here's a straight dive over the left guard. Inside the 30 to the 26, so not quite the penalty yards back. I believe it was Minold on the carry on that one. And it's going to bring up third and 11 after a gain of five. So third down, we'll call it a short 12, a long 11. But a big chance here for the Cause to get a stop. Would expect four down territory. Ball faking. Pumping. Back to pass. Oh, and misfired Dieters here on the near side inside the 15. He had him, but the throw was high, and now all of a sudden it is fourth down and 11.
And you know Sebastian's going to go for this here.
That's the first incomplete pass by Kramer. It's only the second time he's dropped back to throw. Again, 8 of 15 last week. He is 1 for 2 here in the first half for 11 yards. Both teams offensively have had short fields, but again, the defenses have reigned supreme a little bit more than the offenses here. So here we go, fourth down and a long 11 at the Perry Lee Compton 26-yard line. We'll send a man in motion, that's middle. Play action, rushing, ripping, trying to get away, and he does. Staying alive, rolling to his left, flips it across the middle, and Dieters was there, but his dive attempt is unsuccessful. It's going to be a turnover on downs, but boy, what a job by Mitchell Kramer to extend that play and at least give his guy a chance.
Yeah, Perry had at least two real good opportunities, possibly a third, to bring him Kramer down for a sack, and just able to stay up and have a shot at trying to get it to Brody Dieters just a little bit too far out in front, and it's going to be a turnover on downs.
So Perry Lee Compton's defense holding true. They'll take over first down and 10 at their own 26-yard line, right under 4 minutes to go in the half, trailing 7-6. Touchdown for the Blue Jays in the first quarter. A 53-yard punt return by Cole Minnell down the near sideline. Colton Kniper, the Cause touchdown on a 7-yard run, and there's a handoff to Tristan Gordon, and he is gobbled up in the backfield for a loss. All the way back to inside the 25 to the 24. It's a loss of two for Gordon. And it's second down, and call it a short 12. It seems like the theme here for both these offenses is going in the wrong direction on first down.
Yeah, and Sebastian on that last drive with Landon Meyer kind of going up the middle, found a little bit of room, but neither team can really run it up the middle right now.
Metcalf, a short throw to the right side. Rush has it at the 30, makes a man miss and tripped up across the 35. He will have it up to the 37. It's a pitch and catch of 13 yards and a first down.
Yeah, and Brandon, you think about it right quick here on this drive. If you're Perry, you want to waste as much time as you can. You want to try to put one in the end zone because you get the ball to start the second half. So you could possibly go 2-for-1 here.
That makes Metcalf 3-of-5 passing for 36 yards. Rush has two of those three receptions. First and 10, just across the 35. 3 minutes to go. This time it's going to be a give to Kniper. Left side. Good sportsmanship there. The help up by Landon Meyer and a good first down carry of 5 yards for Kniper. So if you're the Cause, you don't want to give the ball back to the Blue Jays. Clock still moving. 2:40 now to go in the half. Cause trailing 7-6. It is second down and 5. Metcalf fakes it. Might have been a broken play there. He's going to keep it himself. He will salvage a few yards across the 45 to the 46 for 3. So third down and 2 yards to go.
Yeah,
the 46.
I think they just weren't able to secure the handoff. So Metcalf just kept it and tried to get what he could out of the play. He got 3 yards.
Able to salvage something in what could have been a lost play. The clock continues to move. We are at 2:05. Third down and two, just shy of midfield. Lone receiver near side. Here is Aiden Graves for Perry LeCompton. And now movement up front, and there's the flag. And it's going to be the second time the Blue Jays jump off sides, and the penalty yardage will be enough for a first down. That is either a tough break and undisciplined there for Sabetha, or maybe Perry LeCompton is just doing a good job at the hard count.
Yeah. Either way, if you're the Blue Jay defense, you got to find a way to watch the ball, not worry about what else is going on. Once that ball moves, then you can go.
Eight penalties last week for the Blue Jays, three here in the first half tonight. What could be another botched play? Metcalf tucks it, goes right, and he'll have a nice play here on first down. Gets forced out of bounds inside the 45 of Sabetha to about the 47. So that's going to be a gain of 7 yards. And I don't know, that looked like another maybe miscommunicated play between Metcalf and his running back. But both times we've seen that in the last few plays, he's been able to salvage some yardage.
Yeah, and again, working it down the field, and you're wasting as much clock as you can.
He was pushed out of bounds, so the clock is stopped right now. It's at 1:39, second down and three at the Sabetha 43. Pass to the near side, it is caught, and the knee is down. That is Aiden Graves, a short pitch and catch to the 38 for a gain of 5. So the passing game starting to heat up a little bit here for the cause. Again, Metcalf threw it 27 times in the loss last week to St. Mary's.
And the other thing you got to remember, Brandon, again, you'll have about a minute and a half here, but Perry's got all three timeouts.
Under a minute and a half to go, as you mentioned, clock moving. This is going to be a running play to Tristan Gordon, and he gets good blocking to the outside. He's going to be forced out of bounds to stop the clock inside the 30 to the 29 for a gain of 9.
I think they're actually going to give him the first down, possibly.
We'll see exactly where the mark is. It's going to be close.
It's going to be second down.
So it looks like the official gain is going to be 8 yards. Second down and two, so that time to the right side. So here is a second down and short play. Rush makes a man miss, has a first down straight up the middle, and he'll get to the 20 for a gain of 8 yards. That was a nice move by Bronson Rush. Makes a man miss in the backfield and a gain of nearly 8 yards. And all of a sudden, first and 10 at the 20-yard line with a buck five to go, and the clock is moving. Metcalf stuttering in the pocket, now rolls to his right. He's going to tuck it, keep it himself. He'll get a few. He'll run out of bounds for maybe 3 yards to the 17. Let's see where they officially put the mark down. Looks like they're going to give him 4 yards. To about the 16.
Yeah, but
now we get a whistle.
Timeout.
It looks like we got an injured player down for the Blue Jays. And we will try to see who that is, but an injury timeout at 57 seconds to go in the half. The Cause are on the move, trailing 7-6. We will go ahead and keep it right here. As I want to, didn't see it, but it might be, no, it's not going to be number 20. I thought it might have been Landon Meyer who's down, but unofficially. Maybe it's just a cramp. That was an issue last week for the game that I was calling. Cramps certainly were an issue for teams here early on in the year.
And if Perry might have got away with another illegal play there, obviously it was supposed to be a pass play. He had two receivers on the far side, two all here on the near side. When Metcalf took off, he wasn't past the line of scrimmage. He still could have thrown the ball, and the receiver was already blocking the outside linebacker on the far side.
So again, our score 7-6. Blue Jays with a 53-yard punt return touchdown early in the first quarter by Cole Mennell. The extra point was good, 7-0. And then early in the second quarter, Colton Kneiper, a 7-yard touchdown run, and the PAT was blocked. So 7-6 at that point. We have been there ever since. The Cause trying to score, at least get some points on the board before halftime. And remember, Perry LeCompton won the toss and deferred, which means they will get it in the second half.
You both were right. It was number 20.
Okay, so Landon Meyer was the injured Blue Jay. He is up, walking towards the near sideline under his own power. Obviously good to see. Got a little bit of a limp. Appears favoring maybe the left side. Just hoping it's just cramp-related and nothing more. Landon Meyer's made some good plays, particularly on offense in the run game here in the first half. So after the injury timeout, Cause back to work, just south of 57 seconds to go in the half. They trail the game 7-6. They have it second down and six at the Sabetha 17-yard line. Metcalf rolling to his left. Design roll. Now he tucks it. He is hit. Trying to throw off his back foot. He was nearly taken down for a sack. He's able to get rid of it. And there's the flag. Is this going to be maybe intentional grounding?
It was thrown before he threw the ball.
Okay.
It was thrown right before he got hit in the backfield here on the near side.
So the flag was thrown before he threw it away. And it's going to be
an illegal formation.
Illegal formation against Perry LeCompton. So that's going to be a big five-yard loss there. And it's going to bring up second down and 11. The clock is stopped at 49.7 seconds to go. That's just the second penalty by Perry LeCompton, the fifth penalty total between the two teams here in the first half. So second down and 11. They're back to the 21. They will go two receivers left, two tucked up right side. And there is movement again up front. And this is the third encroachment. Yeah, it's going to be the third offsides penalty against the Blue Jays. I think it was Kai Mendel trying to time the snap. He did not time it correctly. And a sigh of relief somewhat for Perry LeCompton, getting those penalty yards right back thanks to Sabetha.
Yeah, and you think about the momentum in this game. It has just been flipping so much, Brandon. Obviously, Sabetha, you get the 5 yards there, and now it just gets right back. And now we have another stoppage here.
They stop it because the far sideline, the chain gang, has it as third down, but it's still second down. So it's second down and six at the Sabetha 16-yard line with 46.7 seconds to go. Blue Jays clinging to a 7-6 lead. Metcalf is in the gun, standing at the 20. Takes the snap, drops it, picks it up, rolling to his right. He's staying alive, still looking, trying to make a man miss. Now he forces a pass that is, I believe, picked off. And it is picked off by Brody Dieters, his second straight week with an INT. Metcalf did a great job eluding the rush, but trying to do too much.
Yeah, and on a play like that, obviously he thought he had his guy open. Sabetha just defensively made a great play, but when he first got the ball and he dropped it, tried to run out, you know, as far as Sabetha, obviously playing here in this program, it's always tough. You know, you have something like that, it's called a broken play. Just get the ball and just go straight. Try to get what you can. Try to do maybe a little bit too much there. Again, thought he maybe had his guy open, but Brody Dieters, phenomenal defensive play there.
So the second interception thrown by Metcalf, he has thrown five interceptions here through the first game and a half. But the Blue Jays only have 37 seconds to go in a long way. They're at the 14. They will try to pass it, and he's going to be sacked. That is a quarterback sack. And Perry LeCompton getting back there with Chance Gray for a loss of four. And that might be the last play of the first half. At this point, you let the clock run, and you got a long way to go, and every team's got timeouts, but at this point and how it's played out, you probably let it roll.
Yeah, the biggest thing, again, if you're Sabetha, you know Perry gets the ball to start the second half. You don't want to risk anything here and possibly try to go another pass play. Maybe Perry picks it and takes it back, or something weird happens, a fumble, and they get a quick field goal or something like that.
Well, that's going to do it for our first half of play. And defense reigns supreme as we got a good ball game here inside the Big East League. Through the first two quarters of play here in Sabetha, the Blue Jays leading Perry LeCompton 7-6. Our halftime show is right after this timeout. You're listening to exclusive coverage of high school football here on 96.9 KOZA.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
KimeTS of Sabetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Sabetha. We make it happen.
Berwick Oil Company.
Hi, I'm Nick Carlin, Market President of Eggmoor Valley.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school football here on 96.9 KOZA, and we've got ourselves a tight ball game, as we expected here, between Perry LeCompton and Sabetha. The Blue Jays leading it 7-6 at the break. Brandon Tamman, we got Logan, we got MJ in studio, Amanda helping out as well. We appreciate everyone here on the broadcast team. Initial thoughts, Logan, on the first half. Again, the touchdown for Sabetha on the special team side, Cole Menold, 53-yard punt return touchdown. That was after the first Perry LeCompton possession of the game. So an instant punt return touchdown. But since then, the Cause defense has held true. They did, Perry LeCompton did, take advantage of a very short field, a 24-yard drive. Colton Kniper, 7 yards out, but the PAT was blocked. And right now we stand 7-6.
Yeah, and, you know, I've kind of alluded to it. You've mentioned it, Brandon, as well. You go back to last week for Sabetha and think about the special teams and how big or how much of a factor it was in that win for Sabetha, that one-point win over Holton. You come in tonight to even start the game, the kickoff, Sabetha started with it. They got lucky because Brody Dears took a hit and he fumbled the ball. They were able to get back on it. Otherwise, Perry maybe could have had it to start this game. But Sabetha and Perry's offense is kind of both maybe a you call it like the feel-out session as far as seeing what the other team's going to do defensively and offensively. We saw it on the first drive for the Blue Jays. Perry was within 8 yards of the line of scrimmage. Nobody else back any farther than that. They know Sabetha wants to run the football. Maybe kind of tricked him a little bit with a little bit of pass there. Obviously, Sabetha kind of holding true to that run. Then both teams kind of started kicking on a little bit, working it down the field. But the momentum has just been back and forth. Sabetha's had it, then Perry's had it. And Sabetha, then Perry. And one team's going to have to find that momentum and just try to keep it the rest of the game.
Well, the Blue Jays are trying to go to 2-0 on the year. Perry LeCompton trying to get their first win here in 2024. Again, we're just getting going here at the half here on 96.9 KOZA. It is Sabetha 7 and Perry LeCompton 6. We'll step aside for another two-minute timeout. We'll get you some first-half numbers right after this as you're listening to exclusive coverage of high school football here on 96.9 KOZA.
And Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Who are you going to call? MCR Towing. That's right. MCR Towing is who you want to call for all motorcycle needs. Armed with an enclosed trailer, winch, and the right training, we will terminate your fears for your motorcycle by turning your nightmare into another great story to add to the books. Who are you going to call? Let there be no doubt in your mind. MCR Towing. 785-459-2500.
Injury recovery and prevention is important to all athletes. Add in performance enhancement and more effective training, then chiropractic is a no-brainer. Did you know that nearly every professional sports team works with or has chiropractors on staff? Let Dr. Harlan at Harlan Chiropractic in Sabetha help you optimize your sports performance, decrease the likelihood of injury, and speed up injury recovery like he was able to help me. To book your first appointment or to talk about a wellness plan, call Harlan Chiropractic at 785-300-1322. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services that you can trust to work hard for you. Servicing Manhattan, Topeka, Lawrence, and surrounding areas, contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Exclusive coverage of high school football here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Brandon Logan, tag team in this one again. MJ in studio, appreciate it very much. Amanda as well helping out as we expected a good game, and that's really what we've got. 7-6, again, both offenses, I think, struggling a touch. Field position has been key. We'll go through some of the numbers here. There's not a lot of offense between these two teams, but special teams obviously being a big factor, and defense kind of reigning supreme in the first half.
Yeah, well, again, you know, back to the special teams part of it. Sabetha got lucky, obviously fumble on the opening kick, able to recover it. Then after the first drive for the Cause, they punted away. Sabetha takes it on the punt return for the touchdown. It was Cole Menold. Then right after that touchdown, Sabetha kicks it off. Perry gets it on the Sabetha side on the return. And then, you know, just the rest has been the rest offensively and defensively. Both of these teams, you said it, Brandon, kind of starting off different, obviously. Sabetha got the win last week by one. Perry played a really good St. Mary's team. kind of, you know, St. Mary's kind of ran over them, if you will. So Perry's trying to kind of fight their way back, obviously. But you look at it, and you look for both teams here, Perry really needs to get a win, obviously, because they're still 3A, you know, Sabetha being 2A. Sabetha's going to have some teams coming up on, if you know how they always say on paper, this team should win, that team should win, or whatever the case.
Yeah.
But for Perry, you're going to have to play teams like Holton. You obviously got Hayden, you know, in class 3A. So, obviously,
your next two games for Perry, Silver Lake at home and then at Holton.
Yeah.
You have Hayden on the road at the end of the year.
Exactly.
So the 3A level, and once they start getting into district play, it's no joke. But obviously, Silver Lake now in the league.
Yeah.
This did come to my mind, and I don't expect this to be the case. So we know how Sabetha won last week.
Yeah.
7-6.
Yep.
Two missed extra points. Right now it is 7-6. They're winning, and the difference, a blocked
extra point.
So I'm throwing it out there. I expect
irony.
Points in
they
the
say se- irony, right?
I would expect points in the second half, but nonetheless, it's just kind of, I would say crazy, but interesting how it has started out here for the Blue Jays. Again, Cole Minold, both touchdowns here to start in 2024. All right, let's just go some of the numbers here in the first half. We'll start with the winning team right now, and that is Sabetha. Again, 7-6 the score. Not much in the pass game. I mean, it wasn't really the case last week, and just two pass attempts for Mitchell Kramer in the first half. He went 1-for-2 for 11 yards. He also had a carry for 12 yards. That one carry for 12 yards actually converted on a big third down play on their opening drive, but ultimately Blue Jays were forced to punt there. Cole Minold, after going 18 totes for 80 yards and a touchdown last week, just 10 carries for 15 yards unofficially in the first half. Landon Meyer, though, is the one who really got it going with a nice spurt with 5 carries for 32 yards, and then one catch for Brody Dieters for 11 yards, but Dieters also an interception on defense, and Charlie Lukert as well on the defensive side with an interception. Again, Garrett Metcalf throwing two picks in the first half, and Metcalf was 4-of-8 passing for 41 yards. He also carried it 4 times for 9 yards. Really, the Swiss Army knife was Bronson Rush. I mean, just 5 carries for 16 yards, but 2 catches for 25 yards. Tristan Gordon, the lead back, 6 carries for 25 yards. And then Colton Kniper had 2 carries for 9 yards and the lone Perry touchdown. And then also catches for Chance Gray and Aiden Graves. Chance Gray, 1 catch for 11 yards, and Aiden Graves, 1 catch for 5 yards. Perry LeCount did 2 penalties for 20 yards in the first half. Sabetha, 4 penalties for 20 yards in the first half. Our score, 7-6. Blue Jays leading at the break on their home field. The lights are on. Absolutely gorgeous September night. It's week 2 of high school football. We'll step aside for a timeout. We'll go through some of the other scores here in Northeast Kansas. We'll let you know some other scores from around the area. But right now, our score, Sabetha 7 and Perry LeCount 6. We're back after a timeout here on 96.9 KOZA.
At Community Healthcare Systems, your well-being is at the heart of everything we do. Our family medicine team at our St. Mary's Family Health Center provides comprehensive primary care tailored to your individual needs throughout every phase of life. From wellness checks and health screenings to treating illnesses and injuries, we deliver a wide spectrum of services to support whole health for the whole family, including obstetrics and newborn care. Call the CHCS St. Mary's Family Health Center today at 785-437-3734 to schedule your appointment. CHCS. Whole family health inspired by you.
Locally owned and operated, Roofs by Brian literally has you covered. In addition to roofing, they also specialize in seamless gutters, siding, windows, and doors. They offer free estimates and have a proven track record of success. Their proven process is designed to be hassle-free for customers while getting job done right. No job is too small or too large, and they do both residential and commercial. Contact Roofs by Brian today at 785-845-1906. Covering most of Northeast Kansas, Topeka, Manhattan, and Lawrence.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling, Market President of Mega Blue Valley for Hiawatha and Sabetha. Our story started decades ago and continues because of you, our customers, our communities, our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. Get started today by visiting bankbv.com. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Housing. housing lender.
At Denali Home Design, we specialize in transforming houses into dream homes with our unique design solutions. Whether you're looking for a complete renovation project or just a fresh update, our team is dedicated to bringing your vision to life. Owned and operated by Chris Schaefer and Randy Matsky, let's create something beautiful together. We have quality installers with people in our showroom that know what product you need. Connect with multiple verified home craft and design companies all under one roof. Visit DenaliHomeDesign.com to see our work or stop by our showroom at 2335 Northwest Clay in Topeka.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of high school football here on 96.9 KOZA, week number two. Beautiful night here in Sabetha, Kansas. The Blue Jays leading Perry LeCompton 7-6 here at the half. Again, Brandon, Logan, we got Amanda, we got MJ in studio. Appreciate everyone's hard work making this broadcast possible here tonight. We've got a good one, as we mentioned. Sabetha 7, Perry LeCompton 6. But let's go through some of the other Northeast Kansas scores here on a beautiful night, week number two, and we got the latest updates for some of our area schools, and we'll start with a couple of eight-man scores. Frankfort and Linden. Linden, the reigning eight-man Division I champions, and Frankfort all over the Tigers at halftime. That score is 50-22. Hanover leads Clifton Clyde 8-0 last checked. That's a couple of eight-man scores. Marysville leading Hiawatha 12-0. That one is in the second quarter. Jackson Heights all over Morehill Mount Academy 41-0. That game is still in the first half. Valley Heights has a 21-0 lead against Onega. And then a halftime score on our sister station, KARE 93.7 FM. That is Riverside leading Atchison County Community High School. That score is 7-0 at the break. Logan's looking maybe for some other scores as well.
Yeah, this was as of about 30 minutes ago. This was the end of the first quarter. Scores in Kansas on Twitter. Royal Valley up 6-0 on Jeff West at the end of the first quarter. Here's a good one. At the end of the first quarter, St. Mary's 8, Rossville 0.
Okay. Yeah, that's a big one tonight here in the Big East League because, again, St. Mary's, we talked about it, they beat Perry LeCompton last week, and Rossville had a lead in the war on 24, ultimately let it slip away, and Silver Lake would go on to win that game in overtime last week. So Rossville's trying to bounce back. They were ranked to start the year, and St. Mary's also a ranked team in Class 2A.
Yeah, and if St. Mary's gets a win there, obviously, we talked about it. Perry coming off that loss last week, so they already played them. Know how good St. Mary's is. Obviously, it was first game of the season. You know, teams kind of struggle a little bit to start the year. Sabetha's going to get St. Mary's to end the season before Bye District. So if you're Sabetha,
right,
you want to, you know, you look at your games coming up. You got Nemaha Central. That should be a really good game. Possibly.
And last checked, we saw Nemaha Central, I believe, was winning their game against Silver Lake last we had seen. That's on 103.9, by the way.
Yes. And you look at the – obviously, it's kind of weird to start talking about districts already. But really,
I know, right?
You really only have – is it like one more game?
I mean, once you get through the
basically,
first month, it's basically, yeah, you get into districts pretty quick.
But you look at it, Sabetha, St. Mary's, and Nemaha Central, you have to think those are your top three. And any of those three could take the top spot this season. Obviously, Nemaha Central lost last week to Marysville 16-8. Playing Silver Lake tonight, they have a tough schedule in this first four games.
Yeah, for sure.
Play Silver Lake, they get Rossville next week, then they play Chanute. Who knows what could happen there with Nemaha Central?
Kind of an odd game, Chanute.
Yeah,
down in Southeast Kansas.
Kind of a weird one put on the schedule, but
that's a good one though.
Obviously, you know, you look at the Thunder, it's kind of like Sabetha lost a lot of guys. Obviously,
yeah,
they got Hype back, which is huge for them, but you know, they're kind of the same question mark for Sabetha. What was the offensive and defensive line going to be like this year? Can they hold up and can they not make the mistakes that possibly kind of hurt their team this season?
Yeah, Nemaha Central had the second longest winning streak in the state coming into the year. They were riding 26 in a row, of course, back-to-back 2A state champs, and then out of nowhere, Marysville upsets them and probably what was the biggest upset in the state in week one. That was just a 16-8 final. Nemaha Central actually outgained Marysville in that game. But had, I think, three or four costly turnovers, which didn't help the cause.
And we do have a quick score update. It was the Nemaha Central game, 14-7 at half.
Nemaha Central up by seven. Again, that's a good one. Nemaha Central, Silver Lake, huge Big East League implications here early on in the year. We mentioned St. Mary's, Riley County, both off to good starts as well. This is just a really fun league that's been put together, the Big 7 and the Mid-East League combining here for the first year in 2024.
Yeah, and just right quick about the Big East League, you look at it, try to name another league that can, which there probably are leagues that are close, obviously, you know, your 5-6A school league. But if
you talk strictly small school conference,
yeah, you look at all the
good
teams.
As it gets.
Sabetha, how many state titles do they won? Nemaha Central now. You got Holton with all their state titles. Now you bring Silver Lake in. How many have they won in the past? Rossville, how many have they won? Riley County has always been a good team. St. Mary's is now a really good team as well. This team, this league, top
loaded
to bottom, anybody, we talk about it every year, but this year especially, anybody can beat anybody in this league.
Yeah,
there's not one team that stands out above all the others.
Yeah, it is a ton of fun, and we're going to go ahead and keep it right here. We were going to maybe sneak away for one more break, but it looks like we are just getting close to the start of the second half. Take that back. We will step aside and take a quick break. We still got a couple minutes here, so we will take one more timeout here again. Our score at the half, Sabetha 7 and Prairie LeCompton 6. The second half is coming your way next after a two-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Football on 96.9 KOZA.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Start your dream home now with Goldmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Goldmeyer Homes of Topeka. Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they are an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Stock Grower State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14 month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz in Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here we go. It's now time to start the second half here in Sabetha. The Blue Jays holding on to a 7-6 lead against Prairie LeCompton. Big East League action here on 96.9 KOZA. Again, MJ in studio, Logan, Amanda, I'm Brandon. Thanks again hanging with us here. Beautiful night in Northeast Kansas. It is week two of high school football. So again, Prairie LeCompton, they won the toss, deferred. So it means the cause down 7-6. We'll get the first possession here in the third quarter, and we look at potential keys to the second half or ultimately maybe some adjustments for these teams.
Well, both teams' defenses kind of stepped up there at the very beginning of the game. Both offenses weren't really doing much. Then both offenses kind of started working it down the field. Biggest thing for Sabetha is the takeaways. Obviously, two takeaways so far, and the biggest one with Brody Dieters, obviously, down here. Perry looking to score right before half, take the lead, and then possibly get the ball here. Sabetha able to keep them out of the end zone, and now Perry gets the ball to start this half.
Well, the cause, again, yeah, two turnovers, two interceptions thrown by Metcalf, yet only a 7-6 game, and here we go. It's Bronson Rush, who takes the return, moving left side, gets up to the 20, moving left to right. He'll cross the 25, and a hard-nosed hit. We'll put him down. We'll see the mark, but it should be across the 25, and a late flag is thrown in between the 35 and the 40. That was after the play was blown dead. And Sabetha had a reaction like it could be on Prairie LeCompton, but we'll see. And it's going to be an illegal block in the back, so not the way you'd like to start after what would have been pretty good field position here to start the third quarter.
Yeah, that's about a 10-yard block.
So it will be first and 10, Prairie LeCompton. It looks to be at the 16-yard line. Correction, the 17-yard line, but that's, again, the third penalty in the game for Prairie LeCompton. They have done them all. They've had a 5-yard penalty, now a 10-yard penalty, also had a 15-yard penalty. So there you go. You can't get any more than that, unless, I guess, no, you can't. It's only 5, 10, and 15. This ain't the NFL. All right, here we go. First down and 10 yards to go after the penalty, and the ball is on the ground, and it looks like Prairie LeCompton jumped right back on it. Boy, we saw that multiple times in the first half with the exchange from the center and Garrett Metcalf. And multiple times they have avoided disaster, and they do again there. That's going to be a loss of two.
Yeah, that would not have been a good way to start here in the second half for the Cavs.
So it's going to be a loss of two, back to the 15, second down and 12, just getting going in the second half, 7-6 Blue Jays, and the Cavs starting their first drive of the third quarter behind the chains. Metcalf, quick trigger here to the right side. This one is caught, and a good move across the 20 and to the 23-yard line, as that is Eli Dean on the catch. And it's going to bring up third down in about four. So a gain of seven. Gain of eight, to be exact.
This is huge for the special defense. You can try to get a stop here and make them pound their first possession of the second half.
That's the first catch tonight for Eli Dean. He had eight catches for 99 yards in the loss last week. Third down, they go to the run game. This is going to be nowhere close as Dean got back to the line of scrimmage and ripped down. It is going to bring up fourth down.
It looks like they will punt.
Well, again, the block in the back penalty on what would have been pretty good field position started the drive moving in the wrong direction, and then a botched snap kept him moving in the wrong direction, and ultimately the Blue Jays hold here, and looks to be a punt on the opening drive of the second half. Good snap and a low line drive kick that carries pretty far. Cole Menold is just going to let this one go, and it takes a Perry LeCompton bounce all the way to the 26-yard line. So a good punt, but the Blue Jays defense will hold, and just in between the 25 and the 26-yard line, we'll call it the 25, and Sabetha now takes over, leading 7-6 with their first offensive possession in the third quarter. In the offense in the first half for the Blue Jays, Cole Mendel just 10 carries for 15 yards. Landon Meyer had 5 carries for 32 yards. And Kramer just 1 of 2 passing for 11 yards. But they have the lead. Cole Mendel, 53-yard punt return touchdown in the early minutes of the game. Colton Kniper, the lone touchdown in the second quarter for Perry, but the extra point was blocked. Still 7-6, low-scoring affair here in Sabetha tonight. Officially under the lights. Here is Mitchell Kramer under center. The give is to Mendel, trying to get to the outside, now cuts it back up, and he's able to salvage a few after what could have been a loss behind the chains. He'll get across the 30 to the 33, so he works his way for 6 yards, maybe closer to a 7-yard gain. We'll call it a long six, second down and a short four. And 10 carries for 15 yards, that was his longest rush in the game so far. So second down and four. A tucked up set here for the Blue Jays per usual. And a whistle on the Blue Jays are going to burn an early timeout here in the third quarter. Not sure if that's what they wanted exactly, but that's what they'll get.
And last week, Justin and Mike, they saw it. Obviously, some of the formation, some of the plays, players maybe that's not lining up where they're supposed to be, or just not fully getting the play call and not understanding exactly what was going to happen. You can see it there. Number four for the Blue Jays had to ask stop Mitchell before he got on the center and ask him, hey, where do you need me to go line up? And that's what stopped it, because you don't want to go out there and then a couple guys don't know and they miss a key block or something like that, and somebody either gets hurt or you get a loss on the play.
So we'll keep it right here. Again, first timeouts early on in the second half. 9:22 to go in the third. Still 7-6. Blue Jays leading this one at home against Perry LeCompton. After the timeout, it'll bring up second down and four after a nice run by Cole Menold. Ball at the Blue Jays' 33-yard line between the hash marks, operating from right to left here in quarter number three.
The other thing you got to remember is obviously first year under head coach Caleb Moeller.
Yep.
Obviously, he's been here for a while now as an assistant. Probably the great thing for him is Coach Michael still on staff to kind of help him out. Still there, obviously.
Shout out Coach Michael, who's going to be one of the head coaches at the Shrine Bowl next year. What a rich tradition here, and off to a 1-0 start. They're looking to get win number two in week two, but a long way to go. Design quarterback run, and that ball is popped into the air, and it's a turnover recovered at the 41-yard line by Chance Gray. A design quarterback run for Mitchell Kramer. He got through the line of traffic, and the ball popped in the air, and a turnover by the Blue Jays.
Yeah, and again, talked about it in the first half, the momentum just back and forth. It never really stuck hardly that much with one team. We just see it again. Sabetha gets the stop defensively, makes Perry have to punt, and then a turnover.
So both teams' offenses really continuing their struggles early on in the second half, and now the Caws have great field position once again, first and 10 at the Blue Jays 41. Metcalf fakes the handoff, designed run, keeps it himself, and he's going to lose a yard on this play to the left side. Good pursuit by the Blue Jays defense. It's going to bring up second down at 11. Well, Metcalf hasn't really done much in the run game tonight. Again, last week he threw three interceptions, and he's already thrown two tonight.
And obviously, Spethic maybe a little lucky there. Obviously, Metcalf took off. If it would have been a pass play, the corner came off to go make the tackle. The receiver was wide open. If he would have caught it, he would have walked in for a touchdown. Obviously, probably good for Metcalf not to throw it down about the lineman because you have your back to him. You don't want an illegal man downfield. But if he could have, it could have been a chance.
That's going to be an incomplete pass. They tried a quick one here to the near side. Bronson Rush, the intended target. He was there for what would have been a short gain, but a low arm throw, and it hits the turf, and it's going to be an incomplete pass. Third down, 11 now for the Caws, and Blue Jays a chance to get a stop, and the Caws, we've seen it a couple times here, squandering good field position.
Yeah, we'll see what they do. Obviously, if you have to think if they get, you know, a chunk of this back, if they get 6-7 yards, they might consider going for it on fourth down here at this point of the field.
8.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Still 7-6, but a third down and 11 play coming up for the Caws. Rolling right, passing it that way, and it is caught at the 30. And sliding out of bounds is Eli Dean. He needed 11.
I believe he got it.
And it looks to be 11.5. Depends on the spot. Boy, it's going to be really close, and this might be a measurement time. So, a gain of 11 yards. Eli Dean on the catch. That is his second catch tonight.
And they give it to him.
And they will give it to him. So needing 11, he got 11 and a sneeze. Right at the 30-yard line and a huge third down conversion. First down and 10, near side hash. Caws operating left to right. Two receivers left. And Metcalf takes the snap. The give is to the running back. And it's Tristan Gordon up near the 20-yard line. They'll get him to the 21. For a gain of right about 10, he's going to be close to the first down. He will be a yard shy, so it's a gain of 9. And the Caws are knocking on the door of the red zone here in the third quarter. 7:48 clock moving. And Sabetha still clinging to the 7-6 lead. They will go two receivers left. Tight end Baker tucked up left as well. Lone receiver right, Aiden Graves. They will go to Gordon again, left side. He needs just a yard. He gets hit up high and drilled back, but forward progress to the 20 and enough for a first down. So again, needing a yard and maybe yard and some change. Just inside the 20 and between the 20 and the 19. First and 10 for the Caws. Driving here, their second possession of the second half. They punted on their first try and forced Sabetha into a fumble and a turnover on their opening drive of the third quarter. So first and 10. We'll call it at the 20. Here's Rush on the give, trying to hurdle through the offensive line, and he's tripped up by the knees and down for maybe a yard to the 19, but not much. Second down coming up. So what we've seen really from Perry LeCompton, they are spreading it around. Rush, Gordon, Eli Dean, Graves, Kniper, and Gray all been involved as well. So they have really spread it around, whether it's in the run game or the pass game. Maybe a half yard or nothing really. We'll call it second down and 10 still. Here's play action. Metcalf tucks it up himself. He's got a good gain in between the hash marks. He's going to get all the way inside the 10 and near the 5. And it looks like they're going to mark him at the 6 for a gain of 13 yards, and it is first and goal, Perry LeCompton. Just outside the 5, and the Caws knocking on the door, trying to get their first lead here tonight. It is 7-6. We have been that way since the early portions of the second quarter. Metcalf breaks the huddle. Pistol set. Gordon tucked up behind him. There is Metcalf, the give to Gordon, and he is bottled up in the backfield, and he's going to lose three. Monster pursuit. Good to see Landon Meyer back out on the field. He was on that play. He was hurt in the first half, but makes a nice stick, and that's a loss of three, maybe four, back to the 10. Well, you get first and goal at the 6, and your first play loses 4 yards, maybe 4.5. So now, second down and goal. The ball is between the 10 and the 11-yard line. 5:20 to go. Clock moving. Third quarter. Metcalf again, faking, throwing, caught in the flat, towards the pylon, diving into the end zone, and Perry LeCompton has taken the lead. It's the senior running back, Eli Dean, who finds the end zone. A fake to the running back, rolling to his left, and delivering a good chest pass near the sideline, and Dean able to take it in himself. It is 12-7 cause at 5:11 to go in the third quarter.
And this could be huge, because obviously Perry's going to go for two here and try to get that missed extra point back here on this play. So if you're Sebesta's defense, you got to try to find a way to keep them out of the end zone and keep it a five-point game.
So they will go for two, try to make it a touchdown game, and they go right up the middle, and I think the Blue Jays got the stop, and they do not get it. So the Blue Jays hold up front, and it'll stay a five-point game, but the Cause have their first lead of the season as they score on a touchdown. It was an 11-yard pass from Garrett Metcalf to Eli Dean. 5:11 to go, third quarter. A good one brewing here. 12-7 our score. You're listening to high school football here on 96.9 KOZA.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services that you can trust to work hard for you. Servicing Manhattan, Topeka, Lawrence, and surrounding areas, contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation.
Start your dream home now at Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
LeCompton Cause capitalized on another short field, this time a 41-yard touchdown drive. And on second down and goal from the 11, Garrett Metcalf, 11 yards to Eli Dean. The extra point try was unsuccessful. They went for two, but the Cause now lead it for the first time here in Sebetha. It is 12-7 at 5:11 to go in the third quarter. Cause kicking off from left to right. Dieters catching it. Shoulder pads high. Now works it near side. Breaks through two. Stiff arms a man and dragged down near the 40. And a good kickoff return by Dieters. He's done it on all sides here, officially at about the 39, and that's where Sebetha takes over, first and 10.
Yeah, and, you know, if you're Sebetha, you just saw what, obviously it was a turnover due to a fumble on the last drive, but you just saw what Perry's offense did. Now you got to try to respond. You got to see if you can work it down the field here and try to get one in the end zone yourself and try to get the lead back.
So Kramer the fumble on the opening possession of the third quarter, which gave Perry LeCompton the short field, and they capitalized. 12-7, the Cause leading. Blue Jays trail for the first time. Cole Menold, first carry on this drive. Spins off and pinballing around a couple defenders, and forward progress for two, at best, maybe three. They'll cross the 40 to about the 42, and actually a little bit farther up to the 43. So 3 yards, second down and 7. Well, 10 carries for 15 yards for Menold in the first half. Well, here in the second half, 2 carries for 9 yards. So a little bit better. Certainly a better average, 4.5 a tote here in the third quarter. Two running backs, a wide receiver split left, and another good play by the Perry LeCompton defense. A toss right to Landon Meyer. He'll get a yard, and that's it. He's upended shy of the 45. And they'll give him 2 officially, and it's third down and 5.
Brandon, we do have a final. Frankfurt wins 72-22 over Linden.
Wow. Well, Frankfurt has got a lot of expectations this season. And they have put the hammer down in their first two games of the year. So congrats to head coach Nick Anderson and the Wildcats off to a 2-0 start. Big third and 5 play here for the Blue Jays. It's going to be a toss left. It's going to be Meyer. And how about trying to block the quarterback and Kramer? but it looks like maybe a yard shy as Meyer was tripped up shy of midfield, and it's going to bring up fourth down and a yard. A huge play, and they get to the line quickly. Kramer with the snap. Mennel trying to get to the outside, and he's upended in the backfield for a loss of five and a turnover on downs. Bronson Rush rips him down at the knees, and the Blue Jays turn it over at 3:20 to go in the third, with the Cause leading 12-7.
What a play by Bronson Rush. I mean, you look at that, just the way he made the tackle, went low. Cole Mennel kind of just taking out the legs. If he breaks that tackle, he might be gone.
just a great
play defensively. Now, you got to think the momentum's on Perry's side.
Well, how about the Cause forcing it? So the D-line forcing Mennel to go outside. He only needed a yard, and then he finds himself 5 yards in the backfield, and he's ripped down. So the ball's at the 44-yard line, and that's where Perry's going to take over. And a good first down rush by Bronson Rush. And he'll get across the 40, inside the 40, for a gain of about 7 yards. So Rush has done it on both sides here in the second half, and now the Cause are cooking. Second down and 4 yards to go. They go to Gordon here, bouncing and leaping over a tackler, and he'll have a first down. He was hit at the line of scrimmage, kind of angled left, and then leaped over a couple defenders, and needing four, gets about five or six, and inside the 35, and another Cause first down.
Yeah, and again, Memphis defense got to find a way to get some stops here and try to get the ball back.
Well, Sabetha, two turnovers here in the third quarter, a fumble and then a turnover on downs. First and 10 for the Cause, leading by five late third period. Go back to the run game. Right side run to about the 29, so about 4 yards there. And I think, didn't see the ball carrier there. I thought it was Eli Dean that time for 4 yards. We'll call it three, second down and seven. So second down and a short seven, inside the 30, play action. Metcalf throwing, and it's incomplete. What looked to be the same play that scored the touchdown right before halftime, they were doing it here to the near side, and again, Eli Dean, the intended receiver, but not really an accurate throw there by Metcalf, now third down.
Yeah, and you'd have to think, obviously, again, we just talked about on the last drive, it was third and 11. Obviously, they got the first down in that one play. If they don't get the first down here, you got to think they're going to go for it. Obviously, you have the five-point lead. You're inside the 30-yard line.
Under 2 minutes to go, third quarter, 12-7. Perry LeCompton, third and seven from inside the Blue Jays 30. Metcalf rolling right, sidearms it, caught for a first down, and out of bounds inside the 20 to the 18-yard line for a gain of 11 as Eli Dean makes another big catch and a first down. Eli Dean has been everywhere here in the second half. He only touched the ball one time in the first half. He's already got four catches, including a touchdown here in the second half. Catches of 8 yards, and the other three catches have all gone for 11 yards. One for a touchdown, and that one converts on third and seven. The Cause moving with a five-point lead. Rush, the ball carrier, left side, works it in between the hash marks. Another strong run as he is fighting and fighting for more yardage, and he is down to the six for a gain of 12. And it is first down and goal. So the Cause trying to extend on a five-point lead. They have dominated here in the third quarter. It's almost like they have flipped the script, or the switch, I guess I should say. But again, you got to capitalize. First and goal at the six. Under a minute and change to go, and another big play in the backfield. Gordon is dropped for a loss back to the nine. He'll lose two, maybe three, depending on the spot by the official. It'll bring up second and goal from just inside the 10 at the 9, so a loss of three that time for Gordon. Under a minute to go in the third quarter. Might see one more play. Cause not in any hurry at this point, but they're going to have to at least snap it one more time. 12-7 our score. Cause in front. And they got it. Second down and goal at the 9-yard line. Two receivers tucked up right. Far side left, there's one as well. Metcalf takes the snap. Rolling to his left. Dancing and has to get rid of it. And he does so. He throws it away. He was dropped in the backfield. Ian Dieters, a sophomore, with the pressure there. And it stops the clock at 25.8 seconds. So another play is going to be run here at least, and it's going to bring up third and goal.
And this is huge. Obviously, it's you know they're going to go for it. Obviously, we saw the blocked extra point, so they're going to go for it on fourth down if they don't get a touchdown here. But the biggest thing for the special defense, again, you're down five. If they get any kind of points, if it's a field goal, it's only eight. Obviously, you'd have to go for two, but if they get a touchdown, then you only have one quarter to go. It's going to be a little bit of a mountain because the momentum is with Perry as we speak.
I just feel like this is such a huge moment in this game. The cause, a touchdown would be monstrous going into the fourth quarter. 25.8 seconds to go, third and goal. They're going to run a reverse. It's going to be given off here to the wide receiver left side. He's going to be short, but inside the five, it was Dean again. It went to Gordon, who then gave it to Dean on the reverse to the far side. He immediately cut it up, and it's going to bring up fourth and goal inside the five. It'll be at the 3-yard line, and that might take us to the end of the quarter.
And this is going to be huge to start the fourth quarter. Fourth down and three. Fourth down and goal from the three.
So we are going to switch sides of the field and a big-time play after the timeout. We go to the fourth quarter. The cause, fourth and goal at the 3-yard line, leading Sabetha 12-7 here on the road. Fourth quarter action is coming up next. You're listening to exclusive coverage of high school football here on 96.9 KOZA.
At Community Healthcare Systems, your well-being is at the heart of everything we do. Our family medicine team at our St. Mary's Family Health Center provides comprehensive primary care tailored to your individual needs throughout every phase of life. From wellness checks and health screenings to treating illnesses and injuries, we deliver a wide spectrum of services to support whole health for the whole family, including obstetrics and newborn care. Call the CHCS St. Mary's Family Health Center today at 785-437-3734 to schedule your appointment. CHCS, whole family health and inspired by you.
Locally owned and operated, Roofs by Brian literally has you covered. In addition to roofing, they also specialize in seamless gutters, siding, windows, and doors. They offer free estimates and have a proven track record of success. Their proven process is designed to be hassle-free for customers while getting job done right. No job is too small or too large, and they do both residential and commercial. Contact Roofs by Brian today at 785-845-1906, covering most of Northeast Kansas, Topeka, Manhattan, and Lawrence.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Sports is night here in Northeast Kansas in a gorgeous football game, and we got a big play to start the fourth quarter. Perry LeCompton calls fourth down and goal at the three, leading 12-7. Now we go to the other side of the field. The cause break the huddle and are getting set to run a big fourth and goal. A touchdown would give them a two-possession lead, but the Blue Jays are trying to get a stop. It is Garrett Metcalf who is in the pistol. Tristan Gordon, the running back behind him. Two receivers right and Graves, the lone left. They're going to give it to Gordon. He makes one miss, but he can't make the other man miss. And down he goes. A simple run play. He gets back to the line of scrimmage, and the Blue Jays defense holds.
And how huge of a defensive possession was that for Sabetha? It looked like Perry was going to, once again, go down, get a touchdown. They get to fourth and goal, and they just found a way to make a massive stop there. Now the special offense has got to find something here in the second half to get going, because you only have 11:54 left in this game. You're down five, and the way Perry's defense has been playing, you know, the momentum's on there.
You got 96 yards to go. You get the stop, but the negative there is you have it at your own four.
Yeah.
You knew they were going to go for it. You needed the stop, but the Blue Jays got to put a drive together. 12-7 early fourth. First and 10 at the four. This is Cole Middle on the carry. And back to the line of scrimmage. Maybe a yard. They'll give him one. That's it. Second and nine.
The biggest thing you...
Go ahead.
Cole Middle limping coming off here, by the way.
Menold again. The lone two touchdowns so far for the Blue Jays, courtesy of number 11.
And the biggest thing for Sabetha is you cannot... Anybody that has the ball, you cannot go backwards. You've got to get away from the end zone. That way, if you have to throw the ball, you don't take the chance of a safety.
Second down and nine from the five. Another run play here. Not much again. I think it was Meyer. maybe three. Give it two for now a third down and seven play, shy of the 10, under 11 minutes to go.
And again, we've seen it basically all game. Perry knows the method really wants to run the football first. So what are they doing? They're bringing the safeties up. Usually the safeties are the deepest men down the field, along with the corners. They're bringing them all up within 8 yards. You can see it right here, 8 yards of the line of scrimmage, because they know Sabetha wants to try to run that ball.
Now Kramer and Sabetha, they've only thrown it two times, and now a reverse to Brody Dieters, and he makes a man miss and hops over the first down line and gets enough to move the sticks, it appears. Boy, he is right on the line. He needed seven, and he got seven and change. A huge, can't express this enough, a huge conversion there for the Blue Jays. So first down and 10. Clock moving, 10:15 to go in the game. 12-7, Perry LeCompton.
And again, helps offensively because now you have a lot more breathing room from the goal line. That if you have to try to throw something on a play-action pass or even just drop back and try to throw it, you can.
Kramer under center, man in motion here to the near side. They will toss it in that direction. It's caught out of the backfield and working across the 15 up near the 20. A good pitch and catch, and there's going to be 15 more. As spun out of bounds was Reed Mitchell with his first catch. And at 15, it was a gain of just four.
We just got another flag. I don't know if you saw it, Brandon. You had the flag for late hit out of bounds. Number 81 for Perry was trying to plead his case to the ref. Ref threw a flag on that, too.
Oh, no. Well, you're pleading your case is one thing, but if you're talking to the official and he throws a flag, you obviously probably said something you shouldn't have said. So multiple 15-yard penalties, and correct me if I'm wrong, both of those get tacked on, correct?
I believe so. That's 30 yards.
I believe that would...
Yeah.
Wow.
That
30
huge.
Yards and penalties there. So that is monstrous penalties given up on crucial mistakes. So roughly... unsportsmanlike, and then a late hit's going to give Sabetha 30 yards up to midfield.
Probably the worst thing for Ronnie Baker on that one, he wasn't the guy that made the tackle. He was trying to plead the case for his teammate who made the tackle.
Again, pleading your case is one thing, but it's one thing to plead. You would think you had to have said something.
Yes.
You probably shouldn't have if the ref's going to throw that flag. But all of a sudden, first and 10 at midfield for the Blue Jays. 12-7 cause at 9:53 to go in the game. They're going to fake toss left. A lob down the middle of the field, and it's caught at the 35, inside the 30, and spun down to the 25. It's Kyler Winger, a 25-yard reception. He had 4 for 29 last week. That is his longest catch here early in the season.
Brandon talked about it so far, the momentum. Perry had it. You get the late hit out of bounds. That's a flag. Obviously kind of helps the method. Then you get the sportsmanlike tacked onto that. Now you get a huge play here. Now the momentum may be starting to flip back to the best of side.
His drive started at the 4-yard line. First down on the move. Right up the middle. Big first down carry to the 15. It's a gain of 10 yards for Landon Meyer. He continues to have a nice night. Gain of 10 yards. First down at the 15 for Sabetha. Under 9.5 minutes to go. Clock moving in the game, but the Caws still holding on to a 12-7 lead. Kramer under center, takes the snap. They want Meyer again. This time he's bottled up, but he'll still fight for 5 yards right over the right guard to the 10. For the last two carries to Landon Meyer, he's accumulated 15 yards, and it's second down and 5 from the 10.
Yeah, now obviously it's the best offensively. You've got to find a way to get it in the end zone. The momentum's on your side a little bit now here in this game. You put it in, put the ball into the end zone. You take 1-point lead, then you kick the extra point. You're up two. We'll see if they go for two, try to make it three. Perry's defense got to try to find a stop.
Here's the snap. Here's the give. Menold right side spins away. A flag is thrown. He gets inside the 5 to the 4, but it's going to be a hold on the Blue Jays and negate that play, and they're going to get backed up here. That'll be the fifth penalty against Sabetha here, and now we got another injured player. It looks to be a Blue Jay down inside the 5, but hopefully again, just hoping it's maybe cramp-related. Not sure who the Blue Jay is that's down, but that's a big penalty. It's going to take you back 10 yards. 8:38 to go in the game. 12-7 Perry LeCompton. But again, if the Blue Jays score, take the lead and ultimately win. There's a lot of things you can dissect about this game, but those two penalties back-to-back gave up 30 yards, and then the very next play, a 25-yard pass play, so there's 55 yards, and technically just one play, but courtesy of 30 yards from the penalties.
Yeah, and you think about this, too. You look at that, and you say the momentum kind of just flipped off those two penalties. Kind of helps Bethesda, if they put this in the end zone, they will go on to win this. Maybe kind of help them win this game. Obviously, you look back last week, what helped them win that game? Two false start penalties. Penalties and special teams. I mean,
that has been the theme for the Blue Jays so far.
What a fun way to start the season.
Yeah.
The first two games, obviously, you talk about the offensive defense. Bethesda had a coach. His name was Alex McAfee. Obviously, you remember Coach McAfee. He was a special teams coach when he was here in Bethesda. Obviously, he retired. He still teaches. Obviously, he's just not coaching anymore in football. He was special teams. He always said, it's a third of the game, and it's possibly one of the biggest parts of the game, if not the biggest. Obviously, that can really flip things for a team, as special teams, whether it's blocked punt, blocked extra point, blocked field goal, or even, you know, just punt return, kickoff return. Biggest thing that could happen.
Well, we still have an injured player down for Sabetha, so we are going to step aside for a quick timeout. Again, 8:38 to go in the game. Blue Jays have it, second down and 15 at the Perry LeCompton 20-yard line. We pause for an injury timeout, 60 seconds, and we're back in a minute here on 96.9 KOZA.
At Skilled Saws Hardwood Flooring, we've been in business for over 24 years. On the back of one man's dream, Chris Schaefer had a quite simple vision to rise above each and every residential and commercial wood flooring business operating in Northeast Kansas. Today, the staff at Skilled Saws Hardwood Flooring has over 80 years of combined experience and a genuine passion for what we do that money alone cannot buy. Specializing in an array of popular flooring types, learn more at SkilledSaws.com or call 785-249-5084. Remember the name, Skilled Saws Hardwood Flooring. With Chris Schaefer.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit BobSchwartzFinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, good to see for Sabetha, the injured player, Cole Minold, up on his feet. And he is needing a little bit of help to get to the sideline. Might have got his bell rung, unsure how it really went down, but Cole Minold, the injured Sabetha Blue Jay, on that play, and right before that injury, a holding penalty after a nice run that would have got the Blue Jays inside the five, and now they face second down and 15, back to the Perry LeCompton 20. So this is the time for the Cause defense to hold true, because you know it's four down territory here moving forward.
Oh, yeah.
8:38 to go in the game, Cause leading by five. Play action. Back, standing tall in the pocket, rips it near side, and it's dropped at the 15. It is dropped at the 15-yard line. It is Caleb Renier, the intended receiver, and now it is third down and 15. So penalties have certainly played a factor tonight on both sides, and the Blue Jays are hoping a holding penalty doesn't go in there are not in their favor. Third and 15. They're going to toss it. Left side. It's Landon Meyer, and he's not going to get much. And he's maybe going to be able to get 5 to the 15. And it's going to bring up a fourth down and 10 from the 15-yard line after Meyer is able to scramble for 5 on a toss left. 8:18 to go. Clock moving, fourth quarter. Perry LeCompton 12, Sabetha 7. The Blue Jays have it fourth down and 10 to go at the Perry LeCompton 15-yard line. This drive started all the way back at the Blue Jays 4. Two big personal foul penalties gave the Blue Jays 30 yards on this drive, but the Cause defense has a chance to hold once again. This is the third possession in the second half for Sabetha. Their first two went fumble and turnover on downs. Here we go. Fourth down and 10. Kramer under center. Straight drop back. Here comes the rush. He has to throw off his back foot towards the end zone, and it's dropped. It is dropped in the end zone. It was perfectly placed through traffic, and Kyler Winger had a chance for the touchdown grab. Instead, it's going to be a turnover on downs.
Yeah, and Brennan, now if you're Perry, if you're the fans, you're the players, you're the coaches, you kind of exhale a little bit because those two penalties now doesn't seem like it hurts you as bad because the Bethel wasn't able to do anything with the ball offensively off of it.
Perry LeCompton brought the house, and Kramer immediately had to throw it off his back foot, put it on the hands of Winger in the end zone, and he could not hold on. So a turnover on downs, and Perry LeCompton now in business with the lead. Rush the carry to the left side. He'll get maybe one or two. It started at the 15, so he'll get to the 17. But that, man, was a game-changing play.
Yeah, now if you're Perry offensively, what you're doing is you want to, you know, you still got to get the ball off before the delay of game, but you want to try to work as much clock as you can.
Well, remember the Blue Jays. Well, yeah, and the Blue Jays, remember, they had to burn an early timeout because of a formation issue, so they only have two timeouts left. It is second down and 8, 7 minutes to go in the game. Cause at their own 17. They want to go back to the run game. Tristan Gordon again, and not much. A yard to the 18, and that's it. Third down and 7.
Now, if you're the Blue Jays, you got to find a way to get a stop, because if you do, Perry's going to punt this football. They're not going to try to go for it. He can give you great field position.
Well, how conservative do you think? You would think Metcalf, they at least want to try to put it in his hands and maybe get a pass.
Maybe a rollout. See if you have somebody downfield. If you don't, just try to get upfield.
We've seen the fake to the running back. He goes to one side and then maybe looks for the screen. We saw a touchdown in the first half there. But a big third down play, 6:25 to go. He will look to pass. Standing in the pocket, he will throw it into the flat. Gordon has it, and he cannot get back to the line of scrimmage. So he caught it about 5 yards behind the line and got it back to the line of scrimmage, and it's going to bring up fourth down.
Now the biggest thing.
So no gain on the play.
And now the biggest thing, if you're Sabetha, obviously Cole Middleton's still not in there right now. He's down here being looked at by the trainer. Perry's going to punt this football. We saw, you know, Coleman would obviously put one punt back earlier, and then he let the one go. You can, if you're a return man, you got to try to catch this ball and either just get down or try to get what you can, because you don't want it to take a Perry LeCompton bounce and start you back even farther.
Here's Ronnie Baker. Sabetha should have good field position here. The catch is at the 45, makes a man miss. That's Dieters inside the 40, 39, I believe, is where he'll be downed at. Either way, great field position for the Blue Jays. At 5:36 to go in the game, and they're down 5. It is first down and 10 at the Perry LeCompton 40.
And now this is huge for Sabetha's offense. Obviously, now with about 5.5 minutes roughly left in this game, you're down by 5. You put
this
a touchdown in. The 6 points alone gives you the 1 point lead. Then you got to decide, do we go for 2, try to make it a field goal game?
I would think you'd probably go for 2. I mean, you still have the lead, so you might as well put it to 3. You would expect them to go for 2. But how many more opportunities do you get after this one? 5:36 to go. You got two timeouts, and you got fantastic field position at the 40.
Main thing is you got to try to find the end zone first.
Well, it could be a game-winning drive potentially. We'll see. Kramer, play action. He wants to launch it down the middle of the field. It's incomplete. Looking to take a shot. Dieters was down there, and chasing in coverage was the sophomore DB, Caden Baker, and it's going to bring up second and 10.
Might be a great play to run that type of a play here offensively. The deep pass, you don't catch it, it's a stop on the play clock, or the game clock, excuse me, it doesn't run. Obviously, you don't waste any more time. You catch it, you get a first down, clock stops until the chains reset. You can try to reserve some of that time for it.
Simple run play to the left side. Perry LeCompton read it, 8 of the live, and a gain of 2 yards. That's it. That's going to be, I believe, Curtis Fitzgerald on the carry. Again, Menold is hurt, so Fitzgerald, his first carry tonight goes for 2 yards, and the Blue Jays now facing third down and 8 at the 38.
Thing to keep an eye on is Cole's got his helmet back on and trying to work out. Looks like he might try to come down and see if he...
Well, that'd be great news for the Blue Jays.
To see if he can't get back out there.
Well, not just for this game, just in general. Good that he is okay, because it'd take him a little bit to get off the field, but did so under his own power. Now sprinting here on the sideline, looks to be maybe good to go. The Blue Jays have to convert here. A third down and 8 play coming up. Under 5 minutes to go, they trail 12-7. At the Perry LeCompton 38, moving left to right. Kramer back to pass. Stutters. Pass is tipped in the air, and it's caught by a lineman at the line of scrimmage, and down he goes. I think Luke Rainier jumped up and got it, but it was batted in the air, and it's going to bring up fourth down. Rainier actually gains a yard. Probably the first catch in his career.
Yeah,
he'll gain a yard. Well, it is fourth down and 7 yards to go. 4 minutes and 12 seconds and counting. The Cause leading it 12-7.
Kind of plead his case to maybe get moved to receiver.
Coach, you saw my hands. Put me in. Well, you need to block here, and we'll get a whistle and a timeout. Well, you hope it's on Perry LeCompton. I don't think the Blue Jays wanted to burn one of their two timeouts here, and it looks to be a timeout called by Perry LeCompton, and it is. So both teams have burned one. We will go ahead and keep it right here. Fourth down and 8 yards to go inside the Perry LeCompton 40-yard line. Cause are leading the game 12-7 at 3:59 to go.
Here's a quick score update. Here's another good game. Ours is good. It's 5 points. We're in the fourth quarter. Riley County 21, Holton 20.
Oh, Holton had the lead at the half. MSCSports.net, listen live. You can go to the Holton channel if you want to watch that fantastic finish. We got one here. We got some good games tonight.
Did we not just talk earlier about the Big East League?
Fantastic.
Being a tough league, anybody can beat anybody.
Fantastic league. And the first 2 weeks have been dynamite. We got some other great games next week. Believe Nemaha Central gets Rossville next week.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the Thunder had that big winning streak snapped last week. Two-time defending 2A champs.
And at halftime, they were only up by 7 on Silver Lake, so have to see how that game's going.
Well, we could have a dynamite finish here, but the Blue Jays have to convert a fourth down play. Fourth down and 8 yards to go inside the 40 of Perry LeCompton. Cause are holding on to a 12-7 lead. 3:59 to go in the game. Both teams, two timeouts left. And we've seen multiple pass attempts here on this drive. And I would expect maybe something along the similar lines. Kramer under center. And he's going to roll to his right. He is down and sacked in the backfield. He is dropped by Cage Starnes. He is the first to go and get the stick. And another turnover on downs on the quarterback sack.
Yeah, that's huge for the Perry defense. Obviously, they brought the pressure again. Maybe, obviously, Spetzer trying to trick him, try to make him, you know, with the play-action pass, think, hey, we're handing it. Perry didn't bite. They were able to get to Kramer before he could get a throw off.
So Perry LeCompton, another turnover on downs. Their defense has been sensational tonight. And the Blue Jays only have two timeouts left at 3:53 to go. So there's still plenty of time. Now you cannot allow the Cause to churn away a few first downs here. Give is to Tristan Gordon. Trying to get outside the numbers. Makes a man miss and gets positive yards. Across the 45 to the 46. So a gain of 3 on the pitch left for Tristan Gordon. Second down and 7. Clock moving. Or never mind. It is stopped. He was forced out of bounds. Beg your pardon. So that's a big play for the Blue Jays that he runs out of bounds and stops the clock. Second down and 7. 12-7 Cause trying to hold on for win number 1. Two receivers right, one left, high snap, pulled down, rush, hit immediately, and he's going to be dropped for a loss. How about the sophomore D-tackle, Holden Edelman?
Yeah.
Got back there and got the wrap up quickly for a loss of 2. Big TFL for the sophomore DT. And rush, losing 2 yards. Third down and 9, and we get a stoppage of play. I think a timeout was called. I did not see who the timeout was given to. But again, we're going to go ahead and keep it right here.
It looks like it might be Sebezik because the near judge just came over and looked at Caleb Muller and went warm.
Yep. So it is. So Sebezik did take that timeout. So they only got one left. This is a huge play. Third down and 9. You know the Cause won't go for it. They'll punt it away.
Biggest thing for Sebezik. You're worried about Perry trying to run clock. You don't want to get faked out and leave somebody wide open down the field or even in the middle of the field to be able to get a first down. The other big thing is once you find if it's a pass play or even just a run, whoever has the ball, you've got to get in front of them, secure the tackle, and keep them short of the line of the game.
I feel like both teams have been very good defensively on third down tonight. And right now, The Blue Jays are going to have to be good again on third down. Perry LeCompton, out of this timeout, will face third down and 9 at their own 43-yard line, working right to left. They lead it here at Sabetha 12-7 at 3:42 to go.
We've got two quick score updates. Okay. Amanda just told me Nemo Central up 28-7
at
Silver Lake.
Okay.
And St. Mary's up 24-6 on Rothwell.
Okay. So Nemaha Central bouncing back in a big way, it appears. Here we go, third and 9 out of the timeout. Shotgun set, chest high snap. Metcalf rolling to his right, standing, now continues to roll. Throws it downfield, and it's picked off inside the 40. The third interception thrown, and I want to say it's Dieters again, and it is. Second interception tonight, his third INT of the year. Brody Dieters on the back end, giving Sabetha some life.
Brody Dieters, have yourself a game. You had a big catch on the offense, ripped it away, possibly could have been a pick, and now he's got several picks here already tonight. Big thing about that one, it was third down. We saw it earlier for Sabetha on a fourth down play where they got the interception, maybe knock it away, get better field position. Here, you keep them from having to punt, and you get it at your own 45, and now you can go. You got 3:34 with one timeout left, but now you're able to go down and maybe try to get a game-winning touchdown.
A game-winning drive, potentially. 12-7, Perry LeCompton. 3.5 minutes to go in the game. First and 10, Blue Jays. Pass, middle of the field, and through the hands again of Dieters. There have been some crucial drops here in the second half. I will say, the pass was a little behind him, but had him in the hands. Of course, Winger had the drop pass in the end zone on fourth down earlier in the half, and you think what could be if one, if not both of those catches are made. Obviously, if the touchdown is caught, maybe you're not in this scenario because you potentially maybe have the lead, but that is a big...
You're trying to run the ball.
But that is a big incomplete pass. Second down and 10, 3.5 minutes to go. Two receivers near side, ball far side hash. Cause brings some heat. They run a draw, and it works perfectly. Midfield, 45 and a first down run. Landon Meyer, well executed.
Wow.
A gain of 13 yards. A perfect play call on the halfback draw. Cause brought the heat, and the O-line blocked it well.
And we just talked about it on that third down play for Perry. If you're Sabetha, if they throw the ball, you don't want to try to think, oh, they're going to try to run clock, so we need to run up and try to make a tackle on a run play and get faked out. Perry, obviously, they brought the blitz. That draw got him.
To the 43-yard line. Back to pass. Here on first down, a throw across the middle, and another drop by Dieters. At the 25, it would have been a gain of nearly 20, and he was wide open.
Just huge. Huge.
Man. Boy, Kramer's given his receivers a chance to make a play. And for the most part tonight, they have not helped him out.
Yeah, you gotta, if you're a receiver, if you're Dieters, if you're a winger, anybody that comes in, the way he's throwing the ball, you've gotta be able to help him out, and you gotta make these catches.
Second down and 10, inside the 45. Rolling to his right, they get him in the flat, inside the 40. Good open field tackle, it's gonna bring up third down. It's Meyer on the catch. He'll be shy of the 35. It'll be about 5, maybe 6. So a 6-yard reception by Landon Meyer out of the backfield, and it's third down and 4 to go, just shy of the Perry LeCompton 35.
And the biggest thing for Sabetha, you don't have to necessarily get the first down here. Obviously, that's what you want to do, but you can still go for it on fourth down.
2.5 minutes left. Blue Jays just one timeout left. Cause have two. 12-7 our score. Quick hitter across the middle, and this time it's caught for a first down. To the 30-yard line for a gain of 7. They needed 4. Quick pitch and catch to Andre Dollinghouse. That was a huge play. We have not called Dollinghouse's name, and he makes the biggest catch of the game to this point for the Blue Jays. Just a little slant inside, hit him chest high, and he made the catch. Needed 4, got about 7 or so to the 29. They'll mark it near hash at the 30. Clock moving at about 2 minutes to go. And that's going to be a false start, I believe. And it is. Big penalty is going to move the Blue Jays back. I believe it was Luke Renier, I think I saw move there, the left tackle. Yeah, I believe. And that's going to be a big 5-yard penalty.
That's a killer because you were able to come up and you can still run the ball here on first and 15. But you have a better chance, obviously, that 5-yard difference. Now Perry can maybe kind of say, okay, they might have to pass a little bit more in this situation.
I feel like at this point, this is it. This is your drive because you have one timeout left. If you give it back, we only got 2:03 to go. So this is your chance. First and 15. Kramer back to pass. He wants one. He pump fakes. Lobs one in the air, and it's picked off at the 10-yard line. It was underthrown, and Eli Dean with what could be a game-winning INT.
Wow.
It was thrown into double coverage. He was going that direction the entire way, and it was read perfectly, and that turnover at 1:53 to go could seal the deal.
Yeah, this is a killer opportunity we just talked about. The receivers needing to step up for Sabessa and catch these footballs that Mitchell Kramer is throwing them, and then that one just a little bit too high, just lofted a little bit short, and Eli Dean was able to make the interception.
It was well covered, and that was one where it just looked like Kramer, when he breaks the huddle, he has it in his mind, like, this is where I'm going.
Well, for Sabessa,
couldn't quite read it, but now you're down to one time.
You got to go. You got to go, and you got to try to find a way.
You can't let... Oh, and a huge play in the backfield, and down goes Gordon for a huge loss. I think a little forward progress here. They'll mark him back to the 5, but that's a loss of 7. And there's the quick timeout, but that's the last one for the Blue Jays. So a loss of 7 yards.
Whew.
So again, the interception for Eli Dean, and then Perry LeCompton starting at their own 12. So the final timeout, we'll keep it right here, but just 1:45 to go. You got 3 downs. Are you taking a knee here?
Well, here's the other
thing. Because you're, 40 seconds on the clock.
Here's the other thing you got to think about, too. Obviously, you're Sabessa. You need, basically at this point, you kind of need a takeaway. What have we seen so far here tonight for Perry offensively? We've seen some maybe missed snaps, low, bobbled on the snap, a handoff that have been bobbled that kind of maybe could have fell on the ground and went either way. If you're Sabessa, you either have to hope that maybe you get lucky and Perry decides to try to throw the ball. You wouldn't think they will.
Never.
You wouldn't
Zero
think
chance.
They would.
Zero chance that Perry LeCompton will throw a pass
but
at any point in the next 2 or 3 plays.
Your biggest thing for Sabessa, you have to think you're maybe blitzing because you've got to try to get a stop and you've got to try to get him off the field as quick as you can.
So it's second down and 17.
Yes.
Inside the 10, 1:45 to go. Cause have it, leading 12-7. The Blue Jays have 0 timeouts.
And the other big thing...
And they come out in a shotgun set.
You're close to your end zone. If you back up, Sabessa maybe gets a safety. Oh, now a flag.
And now a penalty marker. And that is the 4th offsides penalty tonight on the Blue Jays front. So, you get some of those yards back.
Yeah.
Penalties were an issue last week. And they're piling up here. That is now 7 penalties here for the Blue Jays. 4 of those 7 have been offsides. They had 8 penalties for 90 yards last week. Again, it didn't really matter. They won the game, but they have had some crucial penalties here. Still no timeouts. The clock is moving. Under 90 seconds. And I don't think the clock should have been moving there. So they're going to have to add a little bit more time. They'll, I believe, put it at 1:45. So unintentional stop or run of the clock. So it's going to bring up second down and 12. Back to 1:45. Again, the Blue Jays have no timeouts. Perry LeCompton sends a man in motion. There's the snap. They'll give it to Dean on the reverse. He's got to just stay in bounds, hang on to the ball. It's going to be a loss. Not much doing there at all. And the clock's going to move. It's going to bring up third and long, but now we're under 90 seconds to go. So they're going to say he basically got back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, now this is huge because if you're Sabessa, obviously you're going to try to stop him here, and then Perry would have to punt the football, but how much time are you going to have?
There's not going to be much because you're going to snap this ball under a minute. And I mean, if you're lucky for Sabessa, maybe if you're lucky 20 seconds, maybe.
We'll have to see. Perry.
Maybe.
Perry might take a timeout here.
Yeah, you might run it out and just call a timeout here if you're Perry LeCompton. We're at 55 seconds. That's what they're going to do. So it's going to bring up third down and long. 55 seconds to go in the game. Blue Jays have no timeouts, trailing Perry 12-7. We'll keep it right here. But regardless, how it closes out here, it's going to be a ton of fun. This game has been a ton of fun, I should say. A classic. We've had some good games around the, not just the Big East League, but here in Northeast Kansas.
How about this score in the Big 7? Again, Big 7 League, anything can happen, right?
You mean the Big East League?
Big East, my bad.
There we go.
My bad.
I'm still getting
first
used
time,
to it.
First time I've seen it?
Yeah.
It's okay. Doyle Valley and Jeff West are playing, right?
Yeah.
It's 18-2. Jeff West has 2 points. So okay. They got a safety.
Okay.
When was the last time you saw a team with just 2 points?
That's interesting.
Now,
18-2. Well, Royal Valley won their first game last week, 18-13.
Well, see,
now they're up 18-2.
See, I get lucky because obviously Brandon Manda's here instead of Mike tonight,
helping out, doing work.
Yeah,
we appreciate it very much.
It's usually Mike. I like to give him, you know, a lot of static because when he was a senior, and he might be watching this game. So when I get home,
appreciate it.
He might say something. He might say something to me for pointing this out. But when he was a senior, they did lose to Nemaw Central on this field 2-0. Just pointing that out.
Oh, wow. Okay. Fact of the night, thanks to Logan. We appreciate it. All right.
I give him a lot of static for that.
Well, again, the Caws have the lead, 12-7, 55.7 seconds to go. They face third down and 11 at their own 11-yard line. And, again, you're going to run it here, and Blue Jays can't stop it. So, well, first down would certainly end the game, would end the game. Now I think Perry Lee Compton wants to burn their final timeout, and they will. So, again, not sure what they saw there. You run it here. If you don't get the first down, the clock is not going to stop. Jen, just guesstimating here that you're going to punt it away with, what, 15, 20 seconds, 15 seconds left?
I believe the play clock, in, if I remember, in high school, it's about 40 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, what if you do it?
But now you can't. So you can't call, like, if you wanted to, you've burned your last time out,
yeah.
So you let's say you run it here, you don't get it, you want to punt, you can't have any mistakes.
But here's
you're going to have to get it away.
Here's the big key. It's going to be hard to do, obviously. 40-second play clock. You come out, and somehow you run 15 to 16 seconds off. You get it down to 40, 39 seconds before that fourth down play. You don't even have to run the fourth down play that game.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard to do, obviously,
very
trying
hard
to run around for 15 seconds and not pick up a first down to stop the clock, even if they get the first down that game.
So the timeouts are done,
we'll
for both teams. Third down and 11, 55.7 seconds to go. And move back front. That is going to be a false start. That is Jacob O'Trimble, the right tackle, who flinched and will lose his team five.
And it's
not ideal.
It's good for Spetha, obviously. Could help field position-wise.
He'll take it.
It doesn't help with the clock. That's the biggest point here in this game right now.
Well, Cole Minold is coming off the field here, so we've at least seen him back out there. He got injured earlier in the half, so again, it's good to see him back out there.
And again, we've seen it a couple times where a little bit messed up on the snap, or even if it's a handoff, kind of bobbled a little bit. If it's better, you're maybe hoping for a fumble here.
All right, here we go. Finally again, third and 16. Still 55.7. It's a high snap. And that is going to be gobbled up in the backfield quickly, and another big loss inside the 5 to the 3. So, can we guess how much time is going to be left? Not much. Maybe just a few seconds. Sabetha cannot stop the clock. It is 4th and long. There's 31 ticks and counting.
Not really sure what's going on. Perry's going to go huddle up here.
Perry is huddling up.
On the sideline.
I don't see the play clock. Can they run it out here? Under 20 seconds.
I don't believe they can, and they don't have any timeouts, so they shouldn't be able to huddle up on the sideline.
Are they going to take a delay of game here? There's only 10 seconds, and Perry's just trotting onto the field, no hurry. And there's the whistle. And they will take a delay of game.
And Caleb Mulder, I think, is going to go ask because I don't know if he
so
can
half
huddle
the
up.
Distance, it was already inside the 5, so you're really only losing a yard. So you're just taking every second that you can off the clock. And right now there's just 6 seconds to go.
Here's the big thing Perry's going to try to do. Obviously, you don't want to get a fumble here. The punter grabs it, tries to run out the clock, runs out back of the end zone.
Well, again, if you're middle back deep, you're just maybe hoping for a return and a chance to walk it off with a punt return touchdown. The snap is high and it goes into the end zone. It's a safety.
And I don't think it was necessarily, I don't think that was not designed that way.
No, that was, if you were doing that purposely,
yes,
that's not how it would have looked. And I think the Blue Jays should get a couple seconds back on the clock because about 3 seconds ran off and I think they should get a couple more seconds.
So it is 12-9. Biggest thing, though, is it has to be a kickoff now. It's going to be a punt, but it's still a kickoff. So now you have, you're basically either going to, as soon as you catch it, get down in one play, or you're going to have to try to return it.
So the time will stay true, so it doesn't appear that they're going to get another second at all. So 3.4 seconds left in what is now a 12-9 Perry LeCompton lead. What just a bizarre fourth quarter we've seen here.
Yeah, it just,
it's kind of weird.
Obviously, we talked about the game, and
both offenses have struggled, minus the one touchdown drive. I can't wait to kind of run through the lineup here, but
tremendously struggled. Biggest thing, we just said it. Perry's got to punt this ball. If you're just about to, are you getting down and then throwing one, or are you going to try to return it so you can get a touchdown in the game?
Well, if you're Perry, you probably, do you kick it deep? Do you squib it? He's teeing it up.
I think if you're Perry, you probably kick it deep, because if you squib it, and Spencer just gets down, they don't lose any time.
Well, yeah, you got to just, wherever the ball ends up, you got
to
go
to the end zone.
You got to get down and give yourself at least one play. 3.4 seconds to go. After the safety, it is going to be a line drive boot and a good land on that one.
Exactly.
At the 47-yard line with 3 seconds to go, the Blue Jays have a play.
And Perry's trying to save the time didn't run. Well, he got down on the ground. Once he's down on the ground, in high school football, the clock stops.
He jumped straight on top of that. That was really well done.
And now, obviously,
by Tyler Winger, because if he doesn't land right on top of that,
yeah,
that could have ultimately turned the clock and maybe have run out, depending on how it would have ricocheted off of him. But that was a really good play by him to time that dive and get right on top of it as it was rolling to him. 3.1 seconds to go.
First off, we can see how good of an arm does Mitchell Kramer have,
can
obviously,
Kramer,
from the 46.
Well,
here's the other thing.
Do we see a hook and ladder? Do we get a hook and ladder?
Hopefully.
Maybe.
Can the receivers make a catch?
Here's the game right here. Three seconds to go. 12-9. Here comes the rush. Kramer has to get rid of it. He's throwing off his back foot down the middle of the field. Tipped in the air. Incomplete. And the ball game is over. Perry LeCompton called a blitz. Kramer had to throw it away immediately. He only got it to about the 15. It is batted away, and Perry LeCompton has won the game.
What a crazy finish.
A crazy finish indeed. Both teams are now 1-1 as Perry LeCompton comes on the road and defeats Sabetha by a score of 12-9. Our postgame show begins next. You're listening to exclusive coverage of high school football here on 96.9 KOZA.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they are an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional, VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services that you can trust to work hard for you. Servicing Manhattan, Topeka, Lawrence, and surrounding areas, contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation.
Start your dream home now at Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
At Community Healthcare System, your well-being is at the heart of everything we do. Our family medicine team at our St. Mary's Family Health Center provides comprehensive primary care tailored to your individual needs throughout every phase of life. From wellness checks and health screenings to treating illnesses and injuries, we deliver a wide spectrum of services to support whole health for the whole family, including obstetrics and newborn care. Call the CHCS St. Mary's Family Health Center today at 785-437-3734 to schedule your appointment. CHCS, whole family health, inspired by you.
Locally owned and operated, Roofs by Brian literally has you covered. In addition to roofing, they also specialize in seamless gutters, siding, windows, and doors. They offer free estimates and have a proven track record of success. Their proven process is designed to be hassle-free for customers while getting the job done right. No job is too small or too large, and they do both residential and commercial. Contact Roofs by Brian today at 785-845-1906, covering most of Northeast Kansas, Topeka, Manhattan, and Lawrence.
At Denali Home Design, we specialize in transforming houses into dream homes with our unique design solutions. Whether you're looking for a complete renovation project or just a fresh update, our team is dedicated to bringing your vision to life. Owned and operated by Chris Schaefer and Randy Matsky, let's create something beautiful together. We have quality installers with people in our showroom that know what product you need. Connect with multiple verified home craft and design companies all under one roof. Visit DenaliHomeDesign.com to see our work or stop by our showroom at 2335 Northwest Clay in Topeka.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, an absolutely fantastic and just wild finish here tonight in Sabetha as Prairie LeCompton comes on the road and wins it 12-9. Just a lot to really dissect in this game. Certainly both teams with plenty of opportunities throughout. Turnovers galore on both sides. The yardage at a premium, but when it had to come down to one stop, Sabetha had a chance for a potential Hail Mary after Prairie LeCompton took a safety with 3 seconds left just trying to run the clock out. But the Hail Mary try came up about 15 yards short. And Sabetha scoring the first touchdown of the game early in the first on a punt return by Cole Minold. Colton Kneiper got it to within 7-6 in the second quarter on a 7-yard run. And then I just want to run through the order of drives here in the second half, Logan. Listen to this. So we go Prairie LeCompton first, a punt. Sabetha, a fumble and a turnover. That's when Prairie LeCompton took advantage. 41-yard drive, 11-yard touchdown pass from Metcalf to Eli Dean. At that point, it was 12-7, still early in the third. Sabetha, turnover on downs. Prairie LeCompton, turnover on downs. Sabetha, turnover on downs. That was the drop pass in the end zone, which would have been a touchdown and would have given Sabetha the lead. Prairie LeCompton got it back. Brody Dieters picked off Garrett Metcalf. Sabetha got it back after the interception. They would throw an interception. At that point, that's where Prairie LeCompton bled the clock for the final few seconds, took the safety, kicked it off. Again, one desperation play at the end for Sabetha coming up short. But just, again, just both offenses really struggling here in the second half. The yardage not much on either side, but credit both defenses for a well-played game. But that's a big win for Prairie LeCompton on the road.
Yeah, it's a huge win. Obviously, we talk about it all the time. In the big, we talk about it with the Big 7 now, obviously the Big East League this year, the first year of it. And we said it several times, especially here in the second half. We look at some of these other scores going on in the area. You know, Riley County Holton, a really, really good tight game. See how that
one has gone final. Riley County 21-20.
Okay.
They hold on for the win.
So
Riley County's now 2-0.
Really
drops to 0-2.
A really good game there. And anybody can beat anybody in this league. Obviously, Sabetha, week one, they got the win 7-6 over a really good Holton team. Obviously, might be down a little bit from last year, but Sabetha obviously down from last year when you look at how many people they've lost. Obviously, everybody has kind of lost their way a little bit going into this season as far as, okay, these guys graduated. They're not here anymore. We got to find some new guys to get into these positions. What are we going to have? Obviously, you know, you come off that really, really great win last week. What would have happened if Holton doesn't get those two false start penalties on the extra point? It could have been flipped. Who knows? Then Perry, St. Mary's just kind of does what they want with them last week,
right,
if you will. So they're coming in trying to say, hey, we got to try to find a way back, try to find our first win. Sabetha just got theirs. Well, Perry did it here tonight. Wasn't the greatest game by either team, obviously.
Was not pretty.
Not pretty.
neither side would tell you this game was pretty tonight.
We've seen both teams offensively against each other up and down the field. And we've also seen both defenses, obviously, again tonight, stopping the other team's offense the entire night.
Right.
We've seen, you know, special teams, we talked about it in this game, coming up huge. Sabetha's touchdown, their lone one, was due to a punt return here tonight. And then, obviously, you know, Perry had several big returns here this evening as well. You know, the biggest thing in this league, and obviously these two won't see each other again, we used to see them, you know, they play early in the season, then they usually played somewhere in the playoffs.
Right.
They did it for back-to-back seasons, and it was always really good close games, just like tonight. Perry, is 3A, Sabetha 2A. You know, Sabetha beating a 3A team in Holton last week. Perry's got to play Holton yet. We got to play Hayden yet as well. But both of these teams, it was a great, great game. Nothing, you know, for Sabetha, obviously, you take the loss here tonight. Nothing to be ashamed of. Obviously, you fought all the way to the end. Again, you know, not the cleanest of games for either team, not the greatest. Still early in the season. You're luckily, you're not in the district play yet. You're not into necessarily the playoffs yet. But you got to start saying, hey, you know, for Sabetha, the penalties. You got, you know, coming off week one, coming into this one, you got to say, hey, we got to clean that up. We got to be more efficient offensively, both teams, you know, that way. The defenses got to maybe stop a little bit, you know, find a little bit better rhythm. Obviously, they did great tonight defensively, but both of these teams going forward, they could make runs in the playoffs. Obviously, you know, Sabetha, they've done it the last 2 years, making the sub-state, playing Yamaha Central. Possibly could make a run again this season. Perry could maybe make a run in 3A. They have an offense that if they get going, they got some guys that if they break open, they could make a game against anybody. Obviously, I'll have to see how that goes later.
They got
on
a challenging schedule.
Yeah.
They'll get Silver Lake at home next week and then go to Holton in week four, and then later on week seven at Hayden.
And we got to find out the Nemaha Central Silver Lake game 35-7.
Wow.
Win that
big win for Nemaha Central. So I think they weren't happy about losing last week. And they took it out on a very good Silver Lake team who beat Rossville in overtime a week ago.
Now, if you're Perry, you're thinking, hey, if you see that final, you're thinking Silver Lake might be out to, you know, kind of do
Silver
what we did this
now
week.
Silver Lake's going to be mad. So, but, yeah, it's just going to be a lot of fun. It was a huge win. Both these teams now 1-1. Just going through some of the numbers here again tonight, there was not a ton of offense for either side. We'll start with Perry LeCompton. Despite throwing three more interceptions, it did not matter. Garrett Metcalf, 8 of 15 passing for 71 yards and three picks. Eli Dean, his favorite target all in the second half, four catches for 41 yards and that lone second half touchdown. Colton Kniper had the 7-yard run in the second quarter, which was their other touchdown in the game. Tristan Gordon, 15 carries and 34 yards in the game. For Sabetha, again, 6 of 12 passing was Mitchell Kramer, 55 yards. These are unofficial stats, by the way. Two carries for 16 yards as well. Landon Meyer was great in the run game, 11 carries for 75 yards. He also had a catch for 6 yards. Cole Minold, he was banged up a little bit in that third quarter, finished the night 12 carries for 24 yards. And again, the lone touchdown for Sabetha. The first time they touched the ball in the game, a 53-yard punt return for a touchdown by Cole Minold after Perry LeCompton had to punt on their opening possession and their lone other points courtesy of that safety with 3 seconds left. So, again, the cause kept them off the board the rest of the way. And, of course, quite a few turnover on downs and in Perry LeCompton territory, too. So just quick final thoughts as both these teams, again, for Perry LeCompton, they go back home, but it's Silver Lake who's coming off a big loss tonight. And then Sabetha will try to bounce back going to Hiawatha.
Yeah. For Sabetha, your biggest thing, again, we talked, you know, I just mentioned it a little bit ago, right before you kind of went through some of the numbers and everything and how the game ended. Again, Perry's being 3A, Sabetha being 2A. For Sabetha, you kind of look at your schedule and you say, we should be able, you know, to kind of, until we play Nemaha Central, even St. Mary's, because St. Mary's is a really good team. They were up 24-6 on Rossville earlier this evening.
Right.
And they just beat Perry LeCompton last week and kind of did what they want with the cause last week. The biggest thing, again, for both of these teams is you got to, offensively, both teams, they struggled tonight.
Yep.
They've got to find something offensively. The biggest thing we talked about with Sabetha was coming into this season was the offensive line. How would they do getting gaps for the running backs, Cole Minold, you know, Landon Meyer? Could they create some openings? Didn't see it tonight. Perry LeCompton, but again, Perry LeCompton's defense. How many times did we see it? Pretty much all game. I don't think I ever saw a player farther than 8, except for the last play of the game,
right,
which was a Hail Mary, farther than 8 yards from the line of scrimmage.
The drops in the second half really
and
hurt.
And that, too, for offense.
Multiple drops,
I mean,
that would have resulted in first downs, and obviously the big drop in the end zone that would have given Sabetha the lead early in the fourth quarter. And that, again, that was a drive that started on their own 4. They had the 2 big penalties. But you can look at a lot of things.
Yeah.
You can't just point to one play. I think both coaches are going to look back at this one and think, we got a lot to clean up.
And you think about, you know, like again, for Sabetha, the dropped passes. The offense just struggling to find the running lane. Also, you got to think about the penalties. Both teams had penalties that they probably shouldn't be obviously having. Obviously, again, it's early this season. some of that stuff happens, but, you know, we saw it. Sabessa got 30 yards and two penalties because you get a late hit out of bounds, and then if you're Perry, a player that didn't even make the tackle, is trying to plead the case for his teammate,
yeah.
And apparently, you know, like you said, Brandon, either said something or just the ref had enough of listening to it and threw the flag on that. That's something, if you're the coach, you got to tell the guys, hey, we can't be doing that. If we're doing that later in the season, it could cost us, you know, a game here or there that we could be going home in the playoffs early because of something like that.
Yeah.
They got lucky with it tonight. Sabessa wasn't able to, you think about that. They got 30 yards, and that was the drive that Kyler Winger wasn't able to pull down the end zone.
Yep.
Otherwise, that could have put the momentum there.
Could have. I mean, it could have ultimately won Sabessa the game. But nonetheless, both these coaches, I'm sure, are going into practice next week saying, we got a lot to clean up. But nonetheless, Prairie Le Compton comes on the road, wins it tonight in Sabessa. Final score, 12-9. I want to thank MJ in studio. Appreciate her hard work. Hands up. Thank you so much. Amanda, appreciate it very much. Logan, awesome to be with you again, man. We had a good game tonight here on 96.9 KOZA. Again, our final score in Sabessa, the Blue Jays fall as Prairie Le Compton wins it 12-9. Next week for both, Perry back home, taking on Silver Lake, and for Sabessa, they go on the road to Hiawatha. For MJ, Amanda, Logan, I'm Brandon. Thanks for listening to exclusive coverage of high school football here on 96.9 KOZA.